This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Ag, jere, dis lekker om weer live te wees saam met julle hierso op Cliff Central. Remember, people, to WhatsApp us. We'll give the number a couple of times. I appreciate the WhatsApping because then I know someone is listening. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, I'm just seeing a rumbling on my own here. So it's not quite nice. So, die nuwe jaar 2018 het homself afgeskop in die balla. En kom ons vra vir President Donald Trump just to start the year nicely with the national anthem of the United States of America.
You see, my head is here.
That is better. That's a better sound. And with me here, in all his glory, is Gavin Prince. Good day, Gav.
Hello, Casper.
It's so nice to see you after, I must say, it's been weeks and weeks.
And I'm quite intrigued by your the beard thing that you got going because it's nicely trimmed. Yes.
No, really.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you something, Nana, about that. So I really appreciate that. How was your holiday? Because you were gone with the husband and the family. Where did you go to?
We went to Uvongo. We were in Uvongo, which is on the south coast of KwaZulu-Natal. We were there for 3 days. We went to East London.
Oh my God.
For 2 days.
Why? Family?
No, just a road trip.
You like East London?
No.
Shame.
And then we drove to Riversdale, which is where the family is. So I was born there.
Yeah.
2 days. And then we went to Cape Town for 5 days. Cape Town was
amazing. Maar het is zo'n uitgebreide vakantie.
I know. We left the car in by Cape Town International and then flew back. But it was absolutely amazing. We stayed at a guest house in Camps Bay. In France, mensen. Hulle was die eienaar van die plek. So it's a self-catering sort of unit. But imagine waking up and, hello, I thought I'd bring you croissants.
You feel
croissant?
Like you're overseas, huh?
Yeah. Toet hy vir ons croissants gemaakt, gebak.
Bless his soul.
En hy was nogal baie goed op die oog gewees. Ek het probeer om my voet toe te sneak, ja.
What's your name? Osnisalosi.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Bonjour. Face is nice.
Yeah. So it was absolutely amazing.
Ah, and now you're refreshed and ready for 2018.
Yeah, but I opened up my office too early. That was the mistake.
Jy moet nie dit doen nie.
Ja.
Jy moet nooit te gauw oopmaak nie. En weet jy wat, Gavin?
Wat?
Dit lyk of jy 'n bietjie gewig opgetel.
So you know, I got a shock of my life. Like,
yeah?
Ek het op die skaal geklim. Ek was in die gym vir 2 maande nie, right? I used to weigh a very comfortable 75-76 kg.
That's wonderful. I only dream of that.
Now, 90.2.
I think I might still be heavier.
Thank you, you make me feel better.
Yeah.
Like, I can't. And on donut, it was meestal, as ek by a plek kom, ek en my dokterkie, when we come to a place like, wherever, slap chips is a blip. Slap chips and spicy salt.
Oh my god, but that is, it's holiday, man. It's holiday. But okay, it's not winter. Winter, you must pile on the pounds. But I don't think in summer, my yard is die slappers. Die slap chips en haar gatje.
So ek het my maag exposed, nie.
Now, but talking about exposing the maag, next to you is someone who is really exposing the maag, and that is Shimmy, our dearest friend, Shimmy. Hi, Shim.
Exposing the what?
No, I'm just talking, I'm trying to find a segue to come to you. Are you well, Shimmy Shim? Oh, jeez, daar gaan die mic.
It's like my...
Die mic het jou een kyk gegee en hy val na onder.
I'm very well, thank you, Cassie. How are you doing?
I am adjusting to 2018. I'm still long a bit for 2017. Because, you know, the old dear was with us for a long time. But now she's gone, and now it's 2018. The year of the... What is this? The year of the flea? What...
Let's call it the year of Gavin's lies. I mean, he's talking about your beard. What is that? That beard looks raggedy.
Your master. Looks raggedy.
I still stick to my story, just for the record. I like it.
Thank you.
This is my moi.
I told Bernard this morning, I told him that I, just out of frustration, took a hair remover, that thing that you in your nose druk. And I could zoom on the baard for I kon nie meer. I have to, because my trimmers on my goed is all pap. And ek kry nie die koord nie, die kabel nie. So, here, ek lyk verskriklik. But that's why I appreciate it so much.
No.
That you said that.
Good.
That you lied to me. That was wonderful. And then Shemaine spoke the truth. But that's good. I appreciate that as well. Any other truths you've got for us, Shemaine? About your... Christmas time?
Oh, no, it was great. It was quiet. I did nothing. I saw no one. I think I saw 4 people in this hall, and that's my son and his wife included. And I literally vegged. I've never done it in my entire life. I don't know what took me so long. Mm. I shall do it again.
It is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm. Really shall do it again.
Did you pick up anyway?
Obviously.
No, you don't look it.
Don't I?
No.
Oh, you're so kind. No, you're also lying to me.
Yes.
No, I think 1 or 2, you on my bode, I bode it up.
Yeah, yeah.
But not...
Miskien by die bode, yeah.
That's a black thing.
And then we have got, I just spoke about him, Bernard Bears, also known as BB, or Betty Bangles.
Or Betty Bangladesh.
Oh, Betty Bangladesh, or your stepsister.
Indeed.
And
indeed.
She is here as the alter ego Bernard Bass.
Hello. Oh, good. I just need to correct you. It's Betty Bang Bangladesh.
Whoa.
No cash fears.
Yeah, okay. Cash fit. En hoe was dit? Het jy shows gedoen last jaar?
Laas jaar.
Ek bedoel, aan die einde van die jaar.
Ek het show gedoen tot middel December toe.
O, okay.
Ja, so ek was lekker besig geweest, bedrywig, en toe gaan ek Limpopo toe in Vreet.
Ah, Limpopo, ja. Die plek om te eet.
Plek om te eet.
En wat het jou ma vir jou gebak?
Sy het rarig, jy is al my favorites gedoen, maar wat funny is, die daar was hele drama van vakantie en bla bla bla. Mm. En die Sondag, my sussie hulle sou in Belita gewees het, maar is toe op pad terug Limpopo toe, na drama. Mm. Maar toe sê my ma die Sondag, sy gaan nie groot kook nie, want gewoonlik Sondag is 'n groot Sunday lunch.
Ja.
So, sy gaan nie groot, sy gaan net ietsie ligs maak, want môre is Kersfees, dan gaan sy 'n groot Christmas lunch maak.
Ja.
Jy moes haar ietsie ligs gesien het.
Wat was dit?
Dit was skaapbout. Dit was 'n hele stew met 4 verskillende groentes en 'n gebakte pudding. Dit was nou iets
wat 'n pudding.
Dit was so 'n appelkoos gedoente.
4 verskillendes.
Ja. Nie puddings nie.
Oor.
Groentes.
Oor,
een,
doch,
een pudding.
Ek dacht 4 verskillende puddings. Yes. Ek dacht, ek like die ma.
Ja.
Weet jy, ek het eendag dit gedoen, ek het 4 puddings bestel van een menu af, want ek kon nie besluit wat ek wil heen.
Nee, maar ek verstaan dit. Mens kyk na een menu en alles lyk lekkerder as die volgende
dan wil jy dit heen.
En mens kan nie altyd teruggaan nie.
Jy kan nie.
En, ek meen, petrol is dier, so eet maar alles terwyl jy daar
alles
is.
Op. Ach, en verder, hoe is dit daar, was het warm?
Dit was... Die hel.
Hel self.
Was net 10 minute van daar af.
Ja, het is blijkbaar. Ja,
dit was raar.
Het om gevind na die
dag. Ek het vertrek tot vertrek beweeg met die fan in my hande.
Ja.
Van die extension cord.
Ja, ek het die fan ook die hele tyd gehad by my. Dit is die fan werk, want hy haal die muskiete weg, en hy gee nie dat bietjie van 'n blaas kans, as a matter of fact. So mense daar buiten, as ek raad kan gee, blaas jouself.
Oh
met 'n baie.
Of kry iemand om jou te blaas?
Of kry iemand om jou te blaas? Ek kan sien Rian het iemand gekry, want hy lyk baie vrolik. Hallo Rian.
Hi Kasper, hoe gaan dit?
Goed man.
Goed om jou te sien.
Nuwe jaar en happy
happy.
Fanta, en jy het gaan cricket speel. Ek het jou gewatch op TV ook.
Dan ja.
En dat was so oulik, dan sê, en hier kom Rian of Van Wyk. Hier kom Van Wyk en hy is geneig om links vertikaal te gooi. Kom ons kyk of dit is so oulik, maar het julle gewen of verloor?
Ons het gewen. Wel, ons het baie gewen.
Jy!
Ons het teen Sri Lanka en Pakistan gewen en Singapore en toe snap ek ongelukkig my hamstring en
moes
vroeër huis toe kom.
Oh,
daar in die woestyn in die Kaap waar ons nie mag bad nie.
Jammer.
Maar gelukkig, so jy kon jou hamstring ten minste 'n bietjie water gee.
Nee, dit is glad nie. Ek toe het ek my besluit ek kom eerder huis toe en toe word ek vet by die huis, vir die hele maand sit met jou been op en net
ja,
eet.
Ja, die hamstring. Hoe snap jy jou hamstring? Wel, as jy gooi?
Nee, ek het om een moerse ses geslaan.
Oh, no.
En toe ek hardloop.
Toe hink het dan keer af. Hoekom is dit verhoed? Moet jy nog meer opwarm? Moet jy ook in deep heat vry? Hoekom is dit verhoed?
Wel, ek moet nou maar, ja, na 30 moet jy nog 'n bietjie meer opwarm.
Nou 'n bietjie meer opwarm.
En ek het ongelukkig iets discover in Desember.
Wat?
Ek het grys hare vir die eerste keer op my baard gekry.
Wat dog jy
het nie laas jaar gesien nie?
Nee. Wat? Oh my word.
Hy het die laas jaar 'n baard gehad hè.
I thought he was talking about his pubes. Oh, your beard. You got grey hair now. Oh, shame.
It happens.
Shit happens. Waar
had jy nog grys hare?
Nee, dis was een hoekie. Hoekom wil jy kom kyk?
Dit is Nathaniel geklink. Well, that sounded like Nathaniel. Hoekom wil jy kom kyk?
Well, Gavin het voor die show gevra vir Jan van my worsie het.
Ja, maar...
The innuendos flying around here.
Moet nie met Gavin praat, jy het gevra, wanneer kom steek ek jou?
Dis waar.
Ja.
This is the kind of show people.
En jy het vir Gavin gevra vir sy lis.
Yeah. Guilty.
I'm checking the WhatsApps here. There's no message yet.
Maybe everything is out of order again.
Read them the number.
Die mense lag so, hulle kan nie tik vir ons nie.
Ek dink dit is
079
ja
748
ja
20
ja
90
90. Okay, ek skryf dit neer. Dis hoe mense doen as jy professional is, om te sien dat jy het kan bye. Okay, en in Engels?
Is dat iemand wat kan Engels praat?
Is dat iemand wat kan Engels praat?
079.
Ja.
748.
748, ja.
2090.
Okay, so there should not be any excuses. Now, just say hello, how was your year, or have you got a question, what the fuck?
Anything.
Anything, we like contact. Ons guests
ja.
Vandag, wat later inkom, is
creative geniuses. Or genii.
Amazing.
Creative genii.
Genii?
Genii. It's Elisma Barnos, director van Rock of Ages.
Yay!
Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
Irma Webb. I Love You, You Perfect, Now Change. And many, many more, which we will discuss. And then the musical director of VT Productions, who do what all hierdie goed doen, and that's Wessel Oordendal. And hy was ook op die verhoog op Rock of Ages. Wie sou dit nie sê nie, want jy hom sien, dan denk jy, ach mami, maar hy was, met ander woorde, miskien het hy pruik opgehaad of iets.
Yeah.
Ek weet nie of hy gitaar of vier gespeeld nie. We'll ask him, because we saw that production. It was nice, hey?
Amazing.
Yeah. It wasn't nice, so this it was stunning.
Yeah, stunning. Stunning.
Nice is a very mediocre word.
Yeah, stunning.
Describe Rock of Ages.
What is that word Kevin Costner said to Madonna? It was neat.
Neat.
And she threw him out of the pot. Maar, shimmy, shimmy, shake, shake. Wat is die... kijk gewoon op jou Google daar. Wat is die hoofdtrekke op hierdie oomblik in die wereld van hierdie souleur? System.
Okay. Weet jy, jy het my bietjie onkant gevang. Want ek is nou nie eintlik so hoog op wat besig is om aan te gaan in die wêreld.
Jy moet nie hoog wees op wat besig is. That's exactly what we doing.
Dis 'n stukkie grap maak. Ek het nou in 'n gesig gespog van die lag.
As jy ernstig.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Jou TV is nie aansteeklik nie. So So yeah, so I saw the one was the water consumption in Cape Town. That's forever news.
Yeah, that dam is getting empty now.
Well, I'm more concerned with the people having to bring their own water to Cape Town. Apparently, people are taking their own water to Cape Town.
As they should.
Yeah, so consumption's been minimal or has been, you know, hasn't been as incredibly stressful on it as they had thought it would be since it was summer holidays. So that's the one. Does anybody have nice stories? Ek weet, jy het 'n lekker storie gehad van jou water wat jy nie kon gebruik nie, want jy kon nie pad nie, Rian.
Hoekom kon hy dit nie gebruik nie?
Ons in die Kaap. So, die water restrictions was nogal
erg. Toch, jy het water saamgevat, maar jy kon dit nie gebruik nie, want jou hamstring was fucked. Okay, but yeah, but they should organize stuff there for the people, shouldn't they? Government and the government.
But baie interessant was at the guest house where we stayed in Camps Bay. Hulle die bak prop. Het hulle al die bak. Hulle uit. Ja, is baie slim, ne? I did not even figure that. And then, dan moet jy stort.
Dan moet jy maar shower.
But my skoonmaas huis. Oh my God.
No.
They were like, you know, our family. So they were probably about like 14 to 15 people in the house. But she's got a big house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And ons het net gestoord. Like, it was, I don't know how.
Het julle in 'n ry gestaan? Amper.
Amper.
maar stoort vat nie soveel water soos bad nie.
Ja, dis waar. Dis waar. Want jy wil net dab, 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 slamp, slamp, slamp. Anonies?
Ach, jare toch.
is dat iets voor Donald Trump?
Nee, jy kan hy Donald Trump ding doen.
Well, ek het gelees, Donald Trump het sy besoek aan Engeland uitgestel.
Uitgestel.
In a tweet this morning, he said he's not going to go because he's got some problem. He doesn't want to go because, you know, people will fucking boo him.
Van verlede jaar of they just don't like it.
So he's a nitwit, but he's not going to England. Then I saw that there's a lot of people now standing up against Franco, the elder brother, what's his name?
James
Franco, the sexual misconduct. It's now happening.
James Franco?
Yeah. Sure. But you know what he does? I didn't know this. He teaches sex classes for films, how to fuck on film.
Yeah, but...
And then there in the sex classes...
Oh.
Maar as jy nou gaan na a sex class toe, met James Franco, are you really gonna be verbaasd if he touch your tit?
Exactly.
I mean, really.
Well, the man is so fine, you probably,
are you only going to touch my tit?
That's exactly what we will say.
Lower.
You're in a sex class, I mean, he's non-threatening. You go like, okay, it's cute, it's not a dirty old man.
No.
You know, you kind of go with the flow. Cute. I mean, And I mean, this is, and why do you go for those kind of lessons or classes?
So Shemaine, you want to learn. So Shemaine, what say you? Like, mooi mans mag mense sexually abuse.
Nee. No, what I'm saying is they look less threatening and they look less pervy. Do you know what I mean?
No, they do. They
so,
do.
So you're, because
like yummy.
The way you, I mean, that's how we've been conditioned to think that everything that looks good is good.
But I would suppose that if you give the class, you would be totally mense gerust. And say, listen, this is now, but rest assured, I know it's going to be.
Can I say I have seen some of those classes.
Yeah.
And it's very touchy feely. It's very intimate. It's very in your face. It's very demonstrative.
Otherwise it doesn't look good on film.
I mean, ons sukkel klas in Suid-Afrika.
Ek wil nou
geïnspireer. Well, die show voor ons is baie close on dit.
Ja, you know, Jonty kan dit aanbied.
Ek wil net 'n girl geskoot in die studio.
Okay.
Ew.
Ja, daar jy sit, Shemaine.
Okay, on this chair.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay, well, maybe we can get some transferal of, you know, of energy. Maybe I can also get it on at some point.
Let's start right now.
Okay, fuck it. Sorry. Stop this nonsense. Another one, Kasi.
Yeah.
Apparently, Heathrow has added or crammed 2.3 million passengers into their bigger jets last year. So they take out toilet spaces, they take out whatever, yeah, and apparently they're cramming people. And have you ever seen when you're on a BA flight? It's like, there is no fucking space.
As you stop, langs jy in die gangetjie af, dan sien jy, you sit allemaal.
Even the seats, I mean, it's really terribly
tight. It's not,
tight.
You can't do this.
So yeah, so they scoring with stealing.
So gain money. You know, everyone wants money.
Fat a bitch he, fat a bitch da.
Yeah. They're all stealers. Bastards.
We all are.
We are.
We all are. But we just do it at different stages in different ways.
I know, but when you think about a lugredery, dan is die eerste ding wat hulle ons kyk na jou. En jy gaan gemakkelijk vlieg sonder ekonomiese klas spatare or whatever. And then op die einde van die dag, it's a lie. They just want the money.
Yeah. Unfortunately. Don't you guys feel tired of being ripped off?
I am.
I also feel
I want my clothes ripped off by James Franco.
Yes. I mean, I didn't say that.
If we were talking about Harvey Weinstein, it would have been totally different.
Vomit.
Look at us laugh. Do you understand now what I'm saying? Kijk, when I say that the perception in terms of looks is totally beguiling.
But talk about headlines. Did you see that Oprah Winfrey, like, she went all like fabulous on the with the with
what
our award?
Wow.
Yeah. Yes,
wow.
Yes.
But then, and she went on the tangent about her.
We are now saying
yes, and you must speak your truth and the girl child and protection of women and whatever. But who was that Hollywood celebrity that posted a picture of Oprah and
one
Harvey?
One was Seal posted.
Seal.
And then there was another guy also. And he posted even more pictures. I can't remember
like
his name.
Like double standards.
Now. Yeah, about double standards. Hands holding, posing with him. So,
but that's a bit unfair because the picture...
No.
Yeah,
they say she knew about it.
But you need nog verder weg sit nie. I can't hear you.
They say she knew about it. I don't, for some reason,
knew about what?
What he did to people. I think she may have heard the rumors. Jane Fonda also said she heard the rumors.
Yeah, we hear rumors.
You know, because Oprah comes from a sexually abused past.
She does.
And when you come from a sexually abused past and you know this thing for sure, you're on it like a rat on old meat, hey? So I find it difficult to believe that she knew what he was up to the
Maar ons weet mos almal in as jy in 'n sekere kring is in a werks atmosfeer and we are now entertainment and there's always little stories about everyone.
Exactly.
So there should have been stories around and maybe the answer is for them just to say look, I was wrong. I was shocked about Harvey and I'm sorry. All pictures that was taken with him, I now deny the existence
or my existence next to him.
It's like
it was photoshopped.
Silence, then it's a double standard.
Yeah.
But people, before we get too intense, I've got a beautiful song here which I want to dedicate to Gavin and all the other fatties in the world.
Well, my body could use a little slimming. I keep my shirt on when I go swimming. street since 1984. The old lady wants a roll in the hay. We turn the lights down all the way, 'cause I don't look good naked anymore. Fried double white version of the man I was before. If I keep on like I'm doing, I won't fit through the door, and I don't look good naked anymore. Well, I used to be a hell of a man. I chop wood with just one hand, but I can't do the things I've done before. Well, it all happened kind of slow, but I guess I kinda let myself go. Now I don't look good naked anymore.
I don't look good naked anymore.
I'm a deep fried double wide version of the man I was before. If I keep on like I'm doing, I won't fit through the door, and I don't look good naked anymore. With each and every passing year came a lot of French fries and beer, and my belly hung a little closer to the floor. Now my belly is big as a truck, and the old lady don't wanna, she don't wanna, 'cause I don't look good naked anymore. No, I don't look good naked anymore. I'm a deep fried double wide version.
Ah, het julle almal bietjie aanklank gevind by daai lyrics?
I love totally.
It. What a catchy song.
Kan glad nie die lied nie.
I can. Kan
jy
like?
Sorry. That was just out of nowhere. Back at you, funny.
Gavin, what? I see people did respond now. Apparently our WhatsApp is working now.
Where is so? Oh,
cool. Well, do you want to come here?
You, 2018 did something to my eyes.
What? Oh. Can you see now?
Ik kan niet meer zien.
Wacht. Dat is die wangetjes wat ze opdruk in die oor toe maak. Laat ek een beetje nader.
Gavin, kom, skuif een beetje nader.
Waar begin ons?
Ek weet nie. Daar, hallo.
Where is so?
Hallo. Okay, daar is een boodskapje wat sê hallo.
Hallo.
Kan jy jou mic net so bietjie daar sê, Kasper?
Dankie.
Net so. Ek hou daarvan. Oké, okay, en dan het ons nog een boodskapje. Waar is julle name? Niemand skryf name nie.
Ach, hulle moet.
Daar is een boodskapje wat sê, dis van die selle telefoon wat sê, julle is snaaks hoor.
Ja.
En dan nog een boodskapje. Huh?
Van iemand anders.
Yes, van iemand anders. Wat sê, hoe gaan dit met die gang? En dan het ons laaste boodskapje wat sê, goeie idee. Pregnant vrouwe wat se water breek moet opgevang word en
vir die Kaap.
O, is dit?
Seker maar.
That's macabre. That's just
daar is nog een boodskapje wat hier kom wat sê, hi gorgeous people from the Casper Radio Show.
Hello.
Hi. Kan jy hallo sê nie, Bernard?
Hallo.
Bernard, denk nie, hy is gorgeous, ne?
I would Harvey Weinstein...
Excuse me, mine was toch voor die nageboorte waterkak.
Okay.
I would Harvey Weinstein you guys any day. Lekker. Lekker en mooi 2018 vir julle.
Wie is daai?
Anushka.
Anushka.
Ah. Yeah, you see, if you don't write your name, we don't see.
We don't say it.
We
yeah.
don't know what's
Gebrand
going on.
Gebrand van water, Rian, achter ons kom ook in die kraal, het een story hier so vir jou.
O, God, had ek net toegemaak.
Het jy net toegemaak.
Well, the youngest, wat ek nou onthou op ENC News, the youngest swimmer ever has swam.
I also battle with English.
From Robben Island to Cape Town. Dis moerver.
Ek was dit
'n tween,
'n pregnant
nie
vrou.
Het nie geweet daar ferries nie.
Dit is 'n young girl.
Dis 'n tiener.
'n tiener.
Oh.
Ja, dit doen net op die ENC news.
I thought it was like a pregnant vrou en die sigooitjie wat dan in haar is, het dan dit geswem omdat die vrou dit geswem het.
O nee.
And then that's the youngest ever. Oh, it's a girl.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But listen, here's a real water tip. Can I give it? You know that water that you okay, I'm giving it anyway. You know that water that before your water's warm, the shower water, that dilute must know weg.
Ja, wegvloei.
Yeah, you let. So what I have discovered is take a bucket, put it underneath, and then, you know, it gets in there, and then by the time the bucket is full, you've got water that you can use. And the water's warm, you can just get into the shower.
Spaar jy water?
Hai, jyre, my skat.
Klink of jy nogal voorbeeldige...
Het jy nooit water gespaar nie? Mm-mm. Johannesburg is nie so lang terug, ook dier een verskrikkelike tekort aan water.
En het reen lees dan nie meer nie.
And that's where I learned, ja.
Oh, dis water,
ek is al vir, ek soet jy geyser af, as het jy gebruik of te woord die. I mean,
now that's too much. Now that's a bit... Hoof my sien.
No. Do you know how much I save, though? Do you know how much I save?
No.
Oh, ja.
How much do you save, do you
think? A good few hundred rands.
Really?
Van 800 tot 500 tot 300.
Weer, dit tel op.
Of ook, ja.
Ja.
But don't they say that when you switch it back on, then that is when it's baie krag.
My skat, as jou geyser 3 ure aan is vir die dag, I mean, you can take that little bit, because otherwise it does it all the time. It heats all the time. That's my experience. Use it, don't use it. But that is the geyser thing. It really does work.
Nou voel ek skuldig.
Bernard, I want you to tell us the story of New Metro and the movie you saw. But let's first tell them the movie you saw, and then New Metro, and then about the movie. Listen to this.
Okay.
So we went to see The Greatest Showman, which I tried Casper to convince him to see for like a month, 2 months.
It's not as if...
Toe kom iemand, a creative mind.
Ons sal nie sê wie nie.
En sê, oh, dis an amazing movie. Ons moet het gaan kyk. Maar anyway, ek sê niks verder daar oor.
Just remember something here. I must tell you that I don't have transport. And then Bernard is very kind, but he likes it if I accompany him to the cuck he goes to see. And I usually go because then it's food or whatever. But now, so this one I didn't want to see. And then, yeah, someone who might be our special guest today said it's a good movie. So I said, yeah, as he said. Okay, so,
So we went to see this movie, which is an amazing movie. Yeah. Honestly, literally after it stopped, I was like, okay, play again. I'm ready.
Yeah, let's do it again.
Like, just... started over again, but yeah, amazing movie to the side for a bit. So we decided to go to cinema or a Scene VIP at New Metro. It's like nice comfy seats. I've been there before, it's quite nice. So walked into the lounge and there's popcorn all over the floor.
Well, not so, all over the floor, in a corner,
a course of the carpet.
Ja.
Was full of popcorn.
Okay, ja, maar jy maak het nou, as het dit lyk, as het dan net pop...
Mes moet het erger maak.
Ek wil het net wil.
Mes moet.
It's new.
And there's salt on the couches. And I'm like, okay, it's fine. Maybe there's previous people. But it's like half an hour before the movie starts. It should be fucking clean. You pay clean. $130 for a movie in comfort. I did air quotes for people at home. And then I opened the menu, which was sticky as fuck and disgusting. I didn't want to touch the menu. But anyway, got another menu. We ordered cappuccinos and 3 creme brulees, which they describe on the menu. Oh, it sounds delicious. Baked custard.
Mm-hmm.
Topped with a crackling caramel.
Amen.
Ah, sure. Like you need
with
it.
A side of biscotti.
Oh, my scotty.
I'm like, I wanted to die.
With
I
a side of my scotty.
Soggy Mari.
So,
Soggy Mari.
I will actually post the picture on the Casper Radio Show
page.
Fan page on Facebook. So, the creme brulee arrived with a sprinkle of cinnamon on top of the baked custard.
But it was drilling.
Yeah,
it was not heavy.
It was baked halfway.
That must now fast be.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I'm going to break.
Like caramels.
No caramel sugar melted on top. Nothing.
It was drilling.
Nothing.
Drilling.
With wow. Wait for it. Wait for it. Cream crackers.
Wow.
On the side.
No biscotti.
No biscotti.
Biscotti cream crackers.
Cream
hello.
Crackers.
I don't know.
And if I can just say that before we all ordered this, before I did, I said, I want the cheese platter because I think that'll be nice to have the cheese. And then he said, I'm going to must talk to my chef.
Ah.
And he departed. And then after
after
a while, he came back and he said, chef says, then we haven't got cheese. I said, but I love cheeses. And he says, I know, we all love cheeses. But we haven't got we haven't got cheeses anymore.
Yeah,
and then we ordered the creme brulee.
And then he sat down next to me after I started complaining a little bit.
Who, the chef or the...
No,
the manager.
Whoever he is.
Well, let's say...
But
let's just say that it was the only person...
I want to hear what Betty's saying. Stop
you
speaking
can.
Us off.
I just wanted to say,
Betty,
he
it.
Was the only person in that room. There was no one else. Sorry, Betty.
Okay, you back on air.
That's where I was going now. That we actually decided that I think he's running the show. He's the chef as well.
Oh.
He's definitely the chef as well.
He pretends to run away to speak to the chef and just stand around
speaks
the corner
to himself,
for a while and come back and say, the chef says. But I pointed out, like, I just want to find out, is that the biscotti? Yes.
Wow.
Not even trying to lie or anything. It's like, yes, that's the biscotti.
Wow.
I'm like, and okay, and where's the caramel crust of the creme brulee. So he almost stuck his finger into my creme brulee. Mm. There it is, pointing at one of the cinnamon specks.
Really? No. Oh, I'm sorry for your disappointment.
So it's horrible.
But the movie
really
was amazing.
No. But we've got to take this up with New Metro. Yeah. I mean, it's disgusting service.
Which area was this?
The Greatest Showman.
Fucking,
is amazing.
Clearwater.
But not the greatest creme brulee.
No, and what did he tell you when you cocked him all over? He said?
He said, like, thanks for teaching me.
My God.
I will make sure everything will be better. So we went in. 2 hours later, we came out, and a quarter of the carpet is still full of popcorn.
Wow.
Nothing learned. Nothing gained.
Maybe they didn't have staff.
Well, New Metro, please get yourself an order.
They did contact me.
Did they? Tell me.
After I sent a little tweet.
How many tickets did you get?
But yeah, they apologized and they're going to look into it. They're actually sending the chef from the Hyde Park branch to train the staff. So,
they are on the...
I was at the Hyde Park one, but I didn't watch that.
You need your creme brulee back
with
your biscotti and like 17 extra tickets.
And we didn't get money back.
Why
I mean, 17? I would have given my money
it's
back.
Just an, it's just one a number. 20. Well, so 20 is good. If you don't want 20, I just...
He actually, while the movie was now starting, here come my ingeleperd crawl and says, you must come pay now.
Yeah, because when we wanted to go in, it's now time for the
He's
movie.
Not there. He's talking to the chef.
Yeah.
No.
No one.
Come on,
guys. We wanted
guys.
To get water and popcorn. It's like, no, there's no one. So we went in. And then he came and he's like, oh, you need to come pay now. We're going to start the movie now. It's like, yeah, you have to come pay now. Like,
but you can't ask me, thank you for teaching me, but you have to come pay now.
No, man, that's
shocking.
I feel like swearing
terrible.
Really badly.
I think Betty got someone fired.
Extremely angry. I thought it was it's subpar. It's like playing at something that's not real. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You know? Then don't do a VIP section in your cinema if you can't do it.
There you go.
But anyway, the movie is fantastic. The music is brilliant.
It is. Have you heard of a thing called?
Bernard.
Strains.
Dear Evan Hansen.
Dear Evan Hansen.
It's his thing. It's his boo thing.
So yeah. Dear Evan Hansen, writers, composers, they wrote the music. Stunning. I've got a song here that was performed by one of the actors, the bearded lady.
Oh, that's amazing.
Shash amazing. And maybe Gavin, if you can look up for us what who P.T. Barnum was, and then we
performing This Is Me, please welcome the inspirational Kiala Settle.
To the dark, hide away, they say, we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all the scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. I'm gonna send a flood when I drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, here I come. And I'm marching on the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen. I make no apologies. This is me.
Absolutely beautiful.
Het jy 100 vleisie gekry, Bernard?
3 keer.
3 van hulle.
3 pikkels. Dis fantasties. Wie was P.T. Barnum, Gavin?
B.T. Barnum. B.T. Barnum was a...
Betty me.
B.T. Barnum.
B.T. Barnum was an American showman. Yeah. He was a politicus. And he was a sakeman. He was a showman. And he was baie bekend for
the circus.
Vir die Barnum Circus, ek yes. is op pad so en toe.
Sorry.
Vir die Barnum Circus, wat hy gestig het.
So this is what the movie is about, you understand me now? This is what this movie is about, The Great is Showman. It? It's about Peter Barnum.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
I must go take the family. Yeah. It's the and holiday. You
know I mean, it's not really the truth, this movie, but it's like based on the truth. But what is interesting is that at some stage you didn't have a building, but alles fucking brand off moest in die 1800. Wat hou jy? As jy net een fucking kersie laat val, dan brand die hele theater af.
Oh my God.
So he got this idea, he said... But wait a minute, let's put it all in a tent.
Lovely.
That's like the circus tent.
Wow.
Started because of that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Genius.
I say slam die tent op. Doen die show slam die tent af. En kom ons ry verder. So he had like the bearded lady and the three-legged fucking twin and whatever.
Oh, wow.
Freaks, as well as then people who could somersault from an elephant. And that's how he started that. He was a showman, a businessman.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to go see it.
You must. And it's nice music, and the children will love it. And it's well edited. Very well edited. It's like very musical. It's like showman. Boom, boom. Edit. Nice.
Lovely.
Lovely
day. You know, it's nice life lessons, Gavin, for you.
Yeah.
For my kinders, for me.
Yeah, me pretentious to live at the honey.
Ouch.
Shots fired.
Damn it. The year has just started.
I know.
Damn. And seriously.
Me there. Is daar nie iemand wat vir ons op WhatsApp wil skryf nie, want ek 2018 gaan vir my 'n mooi jaar wees. If you have something to say to my stepsister in studio, WhatsApp 079-748-2090 immediately, and I will read it to her.
Gavin, I don't want to racially profile you, but did you stay for second New Year?
Did I what? For what? What?
Tweede nuwe jaar.
Did you stay for tweede nuwe jaar?
Ja, hy is pretentious, hy weet nie wat het is nie.
Hy weet nie wat het is nie. Dit is hy fucking kultuur.
I never stay for New Year's in Cape Town.
Because I've never been to second New Year and I think I would love it.
Really?
Ons ken het nie so nie. Dit is like, dis tweede nuwe jaar of tweede nuwe jaar. Like, that's how we know it.
I can't speak like that.
It's too posh.
That is a racist.
Tweede.
What? What do you mean?
Okay, listen up. Okay, Gavin, en het is lekker om jou nou weer te sien. En sê vir my, jy gebleef, wat tweede nuwe jaar?
You can. You are related to Kratoa, so you can. You can. You've got license to do it.
Okay.
Proper.
Then, yeah. Okay. So you did not.
I did not.
Have you ever been?
No.
I'm from Cape Town. I mean, I lived in Cape Town. I know the front and I know the back. I know what happens before the minstrels. I know what happens on the day of the minstrels. I know what happens after the minstrels.
Oh, really?
I grew up in Manenberg, baby. Chachis.
Oh, wow. But you're pretty groot geworden.
Oh, groot, ja. Belinda Court.
Oh, lovely day.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, I know. So, I know. But, what? I mean, I haven't seen it in a long time.
But have you been part of the minstrels?
No.
Never?
No, never.
You were never there with the Hans Quinkies?
Nee, nooit.
I've seen Mark Lotter.
Anyway, it's amazing.
Is daar nie girls nie?
Nee.
You gotta change it.
Sienkies.
Net sienkies. Hulle moet change met die vrouwe groep.
I don't know whether you wanna be bothered on, you know, that day.
Hulle beklei elke jaar in elke geval so.
You know, it's just... I can't speak for it anymore because I haven't been there for a long time, so I'm not going to throw that bus there in that road. Maya.
Meanwhile,
the bus in the road.
I love the main sister when he's kind of sticking here.
Meanwhile, back on the farm.
I love it when all of us like Riri, Betty, Cassie, Gabby, we can all see that she's struggling and she's coming to an end. We are just staring at her.
Coming to an end of what?
Baie lelik,
dit is goeie radio.
Coming to an end of what?
No, coming to the end of your conversation. Of your story. Yeah, and we're just staring at you. Just like, laat jou ingaan om nou te praat.
Van wanneer af is Rian Riri?
I think he needs something like that.
Okay, do we all want a name? Okay.
Say Shami, Betty.
Say Shami, Riri for Rian.
I don't like Shami. Shami is a girl called Shami.
Shami Beach is amazing in Cape Town. Shami Beach is absolutely.
You know what? There's a woman with the name of Shami.
Well, it's a cartoon in Holland, and it was Shorts and Shami. And I always think of you as Shami.
And also, since when do you get to choose your own nickname?
You can't change your own nickname?
You can't choose your own nickname.
Can't
say
that. Can't you?
No.
You can't.
I believe you can say yeah or no. No, fuck it.
Gaan ons vir Gavin Vaselinkie noem.
I am appeased. Yes,
I will take whatever the Casper Radio Show team throws at me. If you want me to be Vaselinkie, I will be Vaselinkie.
2018 is your good year.
Vaselinkie. Oh my God.
Oh, Betty, that was scary. Ek het nou eers gevang. Ek het gesê, I will throw whatever the Casper Radio Show team throws at me. En toe het hy sy bottle opgelig en hy wil my gooi met die bottle. I caught it now only.
Yeah, you see, those things you don't see on radio.
Yeah.
So you always gotta like commentate on what's happening.
And those moments come rarely to Gavin where you catches something.
Say Charmaine while she's putting down a bottle of water, corking it close.
Well, it's a full compliment of him.
Yeah. I know.
So we were by Shami, Riri, Gabby, Betty.
Yes, I never Shami needs a manky.
Near Shami, sal sy aanval.
Shami's more posh than manky.
Hmm? Net manky.
Mankie klink.
Jy kan vir 'n mankie noem.
Ah, fuck it, man. Can you guys go on with
it? I just want to remember I said meanwhile back at the farm?
Mm-hmm.
Our guests have arrived meanwhile back at the farm.
Woo! Jy sit ons uit!
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying they have arrived. So we must at some stage make way.
Acknowledge.
But I want you to meet them. So it's Elisma sitting there. She can't be mic'd yet. We are too many. And then it's Vessel sitting next to her. Elisma is the one with the struck.
Huh?
I love that struck.
A green bow.
It's very 1930s.
Huh.
Struck. They all did that struck then.
Is that true, Elisma? You come in it, knock? Is it for 1930s?
Say, say, yeah. Say, say, and struck Trisa.
See, the comedy energy is revitalized.
People rested. There was rest.
So that's Elisma.
Yes, hello Elisma, hello. Pleased to meet you.
And then Vessel. You can just shout Vessi.
Hello.
Dasa. Hy is 'n man.
How funny. None of us wanted to say anything. We were just like, okay. And Cassie goes, get in there.
But they're like so talented. And they produce hit after hit, man. I'm like weak in the presence of creativity.
Love it.
Mm. So we'll talk to them. Any questions you have of them before you go, Charmaine?
No, it was lovely to meet them. You know what, Elisma? Just steel yourself. You cannot be super sensitive in this seat. You know, give as good as they
get.
No, give as good as they give.
It happened again.
But thick.
No, I'm actually laughing at something you
I'm
said.
I'm laughing at you. I'm saying that to you, Gavin, because you lacht te lekker.
This is a super, so mooi manier om vir jou. Om vir jou weg te jagen. Before you go, anything you want to ask?
No, that didn't.
I'm sharp like that. It didn't go, you know, above my head. I knew that. I just didn't want to address it.
Okay.
So,
people, I would love you all to be here.
Aww.
But we can't because we've only got 5 seats.
Lovely day.
Listen.
And we've got 2 guests. So amazing. Something's got to give.
I'm so happy to go. You're going to call me again for the
What's
show.
What's that? Fisherman's Friend?
Yes.
Can I have one, please?
Oh, totally.
Do you like that? It's got a strange, taste here.
Ooh, what's the taste? Is it?
I don't know. It really was it bad anymore.
Nia, Skyf.
Skyf. Your horse is much better.
No,
thank you.
How's that?
Daar is my lekker so die eerste paar sekondes, maar dan begin soos acid op jou tong proe.
Is nie waar nie.
Verlam my tong nou.
Is dit?
Dit verlam my.
Ja,
I think jy gaan
brand deel jou tong.
Jou tong gaan begin sleep.
I had a great time. Thank you, Cathy.
It was wonderful. And I want to tell you people that we are, what we're going to do now, is we're going to play the stof poepie that was chosen by either Elisma or Bessel, I don't know, we'll find out from them now. Who chose what? But let me just play this.
Wat eet ek vandag?
Nee, liever nie.
Stoofpoepies van tyd.
Wat eet ek vandag? Dit sal Sandwich Baron moet wees. Hulle lewer my gratis af by my huis of kantoor.
Sandwich Baron.
'N smaaklike toebroodjie, 'n kraak vars slaai of vars Franse brood met 'n verskeidenheid kwaliteit vulsels of dalk 'n reuse gebakte aartappel wat bedek is met romerige champignonsaus, brosgebraaide spek en baie cheddar kaas. By Sandwich Baron kan jy aanlyn bestel. Registreer eenmalig by die winkel van jou keuse. Bestel aanlyn by sandwichbaron.co.za. Sandwich Baron, ongetwyfeld heerlik.
Imagine nou 'n tannie wat inkom en dan op haar kwaf dra sy nou 'n mandjie met pawpaws en bananas en pineapples en 'n perske.
Tico-tico tá, tá outra vez aqui. O tico-tico tá comendo meu pupá. Se o tico-tico senta que se alimenta, que vai comer umas minhocas no pomar. O tico-tico tá outra vez aqui. O tico-tico tá comendo meu pupá. Se o tico-tico senta que se alimenta, que vai comer umas minhocas no pomar. Mas por favor, tira esse bicho do celeiro, porque ele acaba comendo o pupá inteiro. Tira esse tico de casa e se matou meu pupá. Tem tanta coisa que ele pode pinicar. Eu já fiz tudo para ver se conseguia. Botei alfice para ver se ele comia. Botei um gato, um espatalinho, um sapão, mas ele acha que o pupá é que é boa alimentação. E o tico-tico tá outra vez aqui. O tico-tico tá comendo meu pupá. Se o tico-tico senta que se alimenta, que vai comer umas minhocas no fumar. O tico-tico tá outra vez aqui. O tico-tico tá comendo meu pupá. Se o tico-tico senta que se alimenta, que vai comer umas minhocas no fumar. Mas por favor, vira esse bicho do celeiro, porque ele acaba comendo o pupá inteiro. Vira esse tico de casa se matou meu pupá. Tem tanta coisa que ele pode pinicar. Eu já fiz tudo para ver se conseguia. Botei um piso para ver se ele comia. Botei um gato, um espatalinho, um capão, mas ele acha que o fubá é que é boa alimentação. E o tico-tico tá outra vez aqui. O tico-tico tá comendo meu fubá. Se o tico-tico senta que se alimenta, que vai comer umas minhocas no fumar. O tico-tico tá outra vez aqui. O tico-tico tá comendo meu fubá. Se o tico-tico senta que se alimenta, que vai comer umas minhocas no fumar. Esse bicho do celeiro, porque ele acaba comendo o fubá inteiro. Tira esse tipo de casa em cima do meu fubá. Tem tanta coisa que ele pode pinicar. Eu já fiz tudo para ver se conseguia. Botei alfice para ver se ele comia. Botei um gato, um espantalinho, um capão, mas ele acha que o fubá é que é boa alimentação. Tico-tico tá outra vez aqui. O tico-tico tá comendo meu fubá. Se o tico-tico senta que se alimenta, que vai comer umas minhocas no fumar. O tico-tico tá outra vez aqui. O tico-tico tá comendo meu fubá. Se o tico-tico senta que se alimenta, que vai comer umas
Tani, dankie. Hier is iemand wat skryf, dis die eerste keer dat ek julle show luister, live. Jere, ek hoop net die laaste keer nie, want dit is nogal skokkend. Alles van die beste vir julle span van 2018, baie dankie, dit klink soos Bjorn, En dan William says hallo julle, happy happy. Dankie William. Ek luister vir julle. Ja, sê, ons luister vir jou. En ons mis dit vir niks, niks. En hierdie jaar gooi ek vir Hannes in 'n kar. O ja, 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 dis die rally. William, ja, asseblief, ons moet vir Hannes in die kar kry. Die Here hoor vir my dat hy bietjie kan rally. En ek wil bietjie uitvind van die rally ook. Miskien moet ek ook eendag gaan ry op my eie. Maar kom ek sê hallo vir ons extra special guest. Ek gaan nou opline. Ek moet twee keer spreek. Extra special. Ek sal nou opline. Nou eers vir julle hallo sê. Eers vir Elisma Badenhorst. Ek gee gesê vir jou ja.
Nee, 4 jaar later, en hy moet nog steeds opline.
hy pressurize my oor my professionaliteit. Elisma, Badenhorst, hallo.
Hallo.
Welkom uiteindelijk by die show. Weet jy, ek het jou baie gevra op die show, en as jy net nie hier nie, dan sit jy in die Kaap.
Ja, dis waar.
Ja, so nou is jy uiteindelijk hier.
Ek is nie so, ek het my actually self genooi.
Dis fantastisch om dit te hoor. En Wessel Oordendal, wat die musical director is van vele producties, maar jy is so half, eers welkom.
Hallo, ek gaan bietjie laat praat. Ek wil net bewys ek is 'n man.
Nee, maar jy net dan, hallo.
Hallo.
Ja, dit klink mooi, sexy. Ja. Hallo.
Ek het range.
Dit is baie nice. Homo on the range.
Yes.
I just want to tell you. Oh, sorry. Ek wil net vir julle vertel dat julle doen nou baie produksie saam met Jaco van Rensburg, wat ons ook al hier gehad het. So you are like a creative like team. Just roep julle mekaar by mekaar of hoe die volk werk.
Dis 'n baie lang story. Hoe lang wil jy hierdie story hê?
Ons kan hem baie ver gedaan.
Ons ken mekaar, ek en Wessel ken mekaar al vir 17 jaar, en ek en Jaco vir 16 jaar, 18 of 17 of so iets, ek weet okay. Nie, dit is baie lang.
Is dit net julle drie?
Dis wel,
ja.
Ons het een groter span, maar dit is maar ons drie, kern. Ons drie is een kern.
Dis ja. Een kernreactor.
Ons is family.
Ons is ja, family.
So, julle is ken mekaar so lang, en dan kom julle by mekaar, en dan doen julle producties waar oor ons nou gaan praat, ek moet teruggaan, ze hebben niet in eigen en ek moet gou vir Rian, dis Rian.
Hi Rian,
hi.
Ek wil gou vir Riri, ek wil gou vir Riri vra, ek het jou gevra, so flippies, wie was Carmina Burana, en toe is het Carmen Miranda, wat ek eindelijk bedoel het, wie was dit?
Sy was a Brazilian samba singer, she was a Broadway actress and a film star. She made 14 Hollywood movies and films. In 1939, in Broadway production, Lee Schubert offered her an 8-week contract to perform in the streets of Paris. She was born in 1909 and unfortunately passed away from a heart attack at 1955. She was 46.
Ah, oh, dis maar redelijk jonk, ne?
Yeah, she was known for her fruit hats.
Ja, nee, die vruggies.
So ek begin die...
Ja,
ek sien wie die idee was dit geweest.
Ja, thema.
Thema, tomaties.
Ja, en dan, her nickname was the Brazilian bombshell.
Oh my god.
So toe het ek actually gaan kyk, sy is nogal hard, ek moet sê.
Is dit? Yeah. Basi Brazilian.
Dan vergeet ek myself weg.
Maar, kan jy bietjie uitvind of dit Elisma is wat hierdie liedjie gekies het, want ek weet nie, en hoekom?
Wel, het jy die liedjie gekies?
Ja, ek het.
Ek wil net sê, sy ken elke woord.
O, rarig.
Want hy tiko kan.
Sy het woord ken dit.
Ja, dit is Portugees, actually.
Ja.
Maar, ek het dit nie, ek gaan dit nie...
Kom bys ons. Ek het dit as proef gedoen.
Ja, dit is stukkie, dit is stukkie.
Dit is ook nie meer perform nie, ek stage fright.
Really?
Maar dit is stage fright.
Ek het baie lang klas, was ek in 'n groepie wat gesing het, en ons het dit.
Maar is dit nie automatisch klaar in jou in nie?
Ek het reg dat dit as pres gedoen nou, want
jy het daar gefloor.
Ek het daar gefloor, so ek weet sy gaan iets my ook doen, ek weet nie wat gaan gebeur nie.
Ek het een magical radio oomblik, wat sy toe nou nie aangegryp het nie.
Precies.
precies.
You know, it went for a bit of shit.
Oh, it did.
I know.
But Frafa was...
So, ek wil eerst weet, hoe lang het jou gevat om die liedjie te leer? Dit is hectic.
Weet jy, nee, dit was actually nie so lang nie. Dit was, maar kyk, dit is nou lang terug. Dit is soos, wat, 10 jaar terug of iets, wat ek perform het. So nee, wat is maar dit haar al baie.
Maar hoekom het jy haar gekies?
Hoekom het ek, want ek love haar. Sy sê, sy is kleurvol en sy het 'n baie sad story actually.
Vertel.
Sy, daai hartaanval wat sy aan dood is, ja. Dit het op live televisie gebeur.
Oh, wow.
En sy was so dedicated. Jy kan, daar's footage actually van haar op YouTube, wat die hartaanval kry.
Ah.
Maar sy het opgestaan en sy het die show klaargemaak.
Oh, wow.
En toe sy later die aand eers.
Dis crazy.
Toe gaan sy tikko tikko tik 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 tik
tik.
Ja. Oh, that's incredible.
Ja, so sy is vir my al 'n legend. Net om te gaan, jy fucking maak klaar met jy
klaar,
begin
het. Ja.
Hoe het jy aan haar gekom? Want ek bedoel, dis nou nie iets wat...
Weet jy, ek is maar iemand wat hou van die ou dae.
Ok.
En ek het groot geword met hierdie muziek. En ek meen, 'n vrou met 'n mandjie op haar kop vol vrugte. Dit ja. Is mos nou cool. En dis hoekom ek die stryk in my hare het vandag.
Want sy was eerste designer gewees met haar.
Precies, ja. Precies. So sy is een fascinating character vir my. En ja, sy het ook deur hardship gegaan. Verskriklike hardship om te kom waar sy is. So sy is my half 'n bietjie van 'n, ja, sy is 'n role model.
Sy is 'n rolmodel.
Een rolmodel. Sy het van die stage afgerol.
Ja, ek het haar nog nooit eindelijk aan haar gedink nie. So vandag leer ek nou iets.
Oh, wow. Ja.
Fantastic.
Strillers.
Yeah. Was there ever a movie made about her? Do we know?
Nee, nie oor haar nie, maar sy was in julle.
But they will, hey.
Yeah, they will. It's a good, yeah, good story.
Wie sal haar speel?
Wie sal haar speel?
Ding is, J-Lo.
J-Lo.
Is hy Brazilian, nee?
Ja.
Misschien so Salma Hayek of...
Ja, mooi.
Ja, maar dit moet iemand jong wees.
Well.
Dit hoef stikke nie. Ons is nie ages team nie.
Ja, maar sy was volwassen. Ek onthou nie as jonk nie. Ek onthou as al volwassen met die fucking liedjes op haar kop.
Sy is dood in haar 40s.
Yes, so I remember like 30s.
Ja.
As ek aan haar dink, die footage wat ek van onthou. So we can maybe speak to Jayla and see if we can.
Ja,
Jayla.
Let's do it.
Salma, ek sal nie so vinnig kan sing nie.
Dit is sy sal nie meer, sy gaan baie
dans. Haar artikulatie is
bietjie nou, ja.
Die dans gaan moeilik wees. Kom ons maak 'n movie, Kasper.
Ons maak 'n movie oor ek sê aan Carmina Burana, oor Carmen Miranda.
Ja.
En dan kan ons die syplot van Carmina Burana daarin. Wat haar broer is.
Kom nie.
Ja. Okay, so kom ons begin by die begin, soos hulle altyd so mooi sê. En ons vra, waar kom julle vandaan in terme van opgroei, opbring, en studies?
Wissel?
Wel... Ons het mekaar by wat toe destijds nog Technikon Pretoria was ontmoet. Dit was 2001.
Oh my.
Ja, dis waar ek hulle ontmoet het. En ons het allemaal muziektheater geswat daarso. Ja. En toe het ons...
So that was Jaco as well.
Dit was Jaco, ek en Elisma, ons was al drie in die selfde klas gewees.
My krachtie.
Ja, en toe het ons net gehoek.
Ja. Ja.
En wanneer het julle nou weer by mekaar gekom om professional producties te doen?
Ons het maar toe al, ja, ons het toe, kijk, Jaco is, het baie lichtkasteeltjies gebou op daai oomblik, so hy het gesê, al hierdie goedertjies aan gedink, en toe op die einde van die dag, het baie van dit toe nou gebeur.
Ja.
So ons het maar aan hom vastgeklou.
So hy het beplan,
hy het
droom.
Baie beplan, baie gedroom.
That's nice, ek like dit.
Ja, that's nice. Hy het al die groot planne en ons moet het maak.
Ja, ons moet het maak.
Dis maar, het jy geact ook, of het jy net direct?
Weet jy, in my eerste 2 weke van studies, het ek, ons het 'n creative movement klas gehad, en die juffrou het gesê, ons moet hierdie project doen, en act, maar ons het iemand in die groep moet 'n director wees. My hand het so vinnig opgegaan, ek het net, I knew from the beginning, ek wil nie op die verhoog gewees.
Maar jy wil in die kunst wees.
Ja.
Het jy al een mooie foto geneem van haar met haar strik?
Ja.
Oh, en toe, so jy van die begin af gevoel, ek wil direct. Ja, ek wil direct, ek wil direct, maar op stage wil ek
nie. Nee, ek moet ek moes, want...
Maar stel jy kan act, as ek jou nou een rol gee.
Weet jy, dit moet nie rechte, dit moet nie rechte
rol. Soos wie, soos wat sy rol is.
Een slet.
Slet. Like sy sing rarig baie mooi.
Sing jy so, oor?
Ja.
Ja, but that's good. That's
dit, ja, sy gaan nie wil sing nie, maar...
Kom ons
kyk. Ek sê net,
wat sal ons
nou nie?
Jere, Wessel gaan kak hierna.
Ek gaan kak. En dit gaan hardlijvig wees.
Wat is jou favorite song?
My favorite song van all time is Summertime.
Van Gert?
Gaan hy nou weer?
Maar die sopraan, maar die sopraan weergawe, of die jazz weergawe.
Ja, dit maak nie saak.
Prachtig. Ek het die woord, Kasper, dit is die woord.
Summertime is my favorite.
Wie was jou favorite band die jy groot geword het?
Glenn Miller. Ek
Glenn Miller? Glenn Miller. Die, wat sa, oor, wacht, ek gaan iets, ok, gaan aan. Ek skryf nog iets neer.
Wat? Ek is nie Kaap af. Wil jy dit weet?
Cool. Die Kaap komt vandag baie op, nee?
Ja, ek is a kuipie.
Sy het net kom keir om te kom stoor, dit is eindelijk ook om sy.
Ja, jy, dit is van droogte.
Ek hoor, ek sien die damme is op 16.
Sure. Ja.
En Wessel, wat, ja. Is jy een kind van Memel of van wat?
Ek is eindelijk een baie kind. Ek is in PE geboren.
Oh my goodness, ja. Hallo PE. I know people listening in PE. I know for a fact.
Ja, dit is waar ek geboren is. Daar in, ek kan nie St. George's Hospital? Nee, dit was,
this
ek
weet George's Mall.
Kan jy dat? Dit is nie mall. Nie, is Greenacres. Greenacres is
het jy as kind, soos Mozart, begin speel?
Glad nie.
Oe?
Ek het eers, my juffrou, ons moes een toetsie slaag om te leer klavier speel. Yes, want dit was speciaal om te leer klavier speel. Toe drijf ek daar toetsie.
Ek weet nie dit.
En toe moes ek eerst begin met blokfluit. So die straf was om te gaan blokfluit speel. So toe speel ek vir so 6 maande blokfluit. En toe het ek gesmeek en gehuil dat ek net asjeblief kan begin klavier speel. En toe het die juffrou nou ingegee. En toe is dit nou voorbij.
Wel, ek het gehoor, ek het bietjie navorsing gedoen, en blykbaar, hoekom jy gedoop het, is die juffrou jou gevra, wys die swart en die wit note, toe sê jy is nie rassist.
Precies, dit is baie akkuraat.
Ja.
Maar, en ek wat gebeur het, was, dit was net een gehoor toets, maar ek het al begin huil voor het die toets begin het. So,
hoekom bietjie gehou, was jy bang?
Ek was so bang, ek weet nie hoekom nie.
Maar jy het ook hier ingekom met begin huil.
Ek het al in die kar gehuil, ek het oral gehuil.
Wat is gisteraand gehuil?
Ek het gehuil, ja. Is goed. Vliesiel.
Wat ek nou gehoor het, is jy gaan doen to klassieke muziek, of nie? Wat, hoe dit gewerk?
So ek het een jaar muziektheater geswat, en toe besef ek wil actually meer aan die muziek deel wees.
Theorie ja. Bedoel jy?
Soos wel, ek wil music direct, so ek het besluit, ek wil graag een nacht voor orkestie staan en conduct, of ek wil een band lei, en ek wil met die sangers werk, en wil in muziek aanleer. Liever dit, as om op die verhoog te staan, en te dans, en sing.
Jy moes jou juffrou nooi. Jy moes jou juffrou nooi.
Ek moes, maar ek het nog contact met haar, nou en dan.
Look at me now. Ons gaan hy fokker nooi. Ja. En, toe sien jy weer terug na die commercial music, after that.
Ja, toen ek muziek gaan swat, toen ek BMW's gaan swat, toen ek baie ernstig klassieke muziek geswat.
O, jere.
Ja, nee. Ek het nog steeds nachtmerries.
Maar het is goed dat jy daar kennis het.
Dit is. Nee, ek is.
Dit gee jou krede,
ek dacht jy sê ek is kredietwaardig, maar ek is nie kredietwaardig.
Jy net credibility.
Ok, dis al.
Credibility.
Ok.
Because nou weet jy wat aangaan, jy weet wat achter dit, jy weet hoe die spieren binnen in die lijf lyk. Soos Leonardo.
Ja, dit is waar. Ja, ja nee, dit is baie mooi
gesê. So I've got lots of respect for you. And I don't know why I'm speaking in the English.
I can also speak the English if you want.
Het julle as studente musicals gekyk op video, DVD?
Soos in vervelends toe. Vervelends was nerds, was absolute musical theater nerds.
Okay. So what's your favorite musical those days?
Carousels, ja, denk ek my naam.
Carousel, mm. van Roger Tsunami. Mm. Ja. Wat is die groot anthem wat daar is?
If I loved you.
Mm. If I loved you.
Jy dink aan Never Walk Alone.
You'll never walk alone. But this is Climb Every Mountain. Mm.
Dis moes a soccer club se
yeah,
anthem.
And right.
I think Manchester United of een van die. Ek is nou
bybutch.
Ja, ek is nou bybutch.
Ja, maar dis nou typies Britte om You'll Never Walk Alone uit 'n gay musical te
hê. Ja.
Imagine blow bulle.
Well, hulle het liefling. So dit's pretty much the same.
Dit is maar dis Bobby.
Hello, Bobby.
So toe besef jy het die natuurlike slag net om dit te direk, Elisma.
Weet jy, ja, ek hou daarvan om vir mense te sê wat om te doen.
Maar hoe?
En ek kan testament staan vir dit. Ja, sê doen. Ja, sê by bossy.
But that director should be bossy.
Yeah.
Because otherwise things are not going to happen.
Ja. Yeah.
You shouldn't be democracy. Jy moet net sê, doen dit, en dan, ek voel ongemakkelijk om met my hol oop te staan. Okay. Mag jy hol een klein bietjie toe.
Ja, dis negotiation. Dis a constant negotiation.
Ek zak te mal.
Maar kyk die kwaliteit wat uit haar bossie uitkom.
Exactly.
Precies. I mean, soos Seven Lawns director, is vat die bossie nie.
Nee, dit kan jy sê.
Ek hoop nie hulle luister nie.
Moet jy het wonder, onder andere wondere gedoen met Rock of Ages. We all enjoyed it so much.
Ek is so blij, ek is nog malle oor, moet ek sê.
Ja. Maar die ding is, ek het die version al gesien wat vir my kak was, en toe was ek baie skeptisch om te gaan, en jy het helemaal omtower in 'n ander produksie.
Wat se produksie het jy gesien?
Broadway.
Oh.
Sure. Wow.
Sure. Weet jy wat?
Ek was so bored in die Broadway. Broadway.
Broadway.
Weet jy, ek het nie gesien nie. So
you can be glad. It was a guy from Idols, Constance,
ja,
someone.
Constance
he was there,
Morales.
En dan was dan nog, ja. Dit het nie gewerk nie, maar Rian, vooral, ek dink hy, hoeveel keer jy gaan kyk na Rock of Ages?
Ja, ek het 5.
Oh, wat?
Ja.
But, hoe ene wat ons hier gedoen het?
Ek is a massive fan.
Oh my word.
Ek het gelag, sodat die trane het.
Wow.
Was vir my amazing.
Ek is so blij.
Het was vir my fantastisch.
Can I tell you, they say it's Liverpool has got that song.
Ah, Liverpool.
Dankie.
3-3 soccer nerds.
And hello from PE. You see?
Yay.
Ja, from Spencer.
Hi.
So there you go.
Wat was die plan is of on fire vandag hoor?
Wat kan aan die gang? Het ek al extra special gesê?
Okay. Glad nie. Laan hem opgaan.
Pressure op my, want ek sikkel altyd aan, maar nou gaan ek hem vloon doen. Maar net om hem af te pus, gaan ek sê special extra. Okay. So we here on the Casper Radio Show, with our absolute special extras, Wessel Oerendal, and Elisma Badenhorst.
Special extra
guests.
Just by a mooi. Just mooi close harmony.
Seamless, ne? Prachtig. Seamless. Prachtig. Seamless. Ja. Mooi gedoen.
Prachtig.
Sonder een naai.
Oh ja. Ek dacht, jy praat van die pose. But, let me say that Bernard is here not just to be a pretty face. Every week he comes in and he's got gay news.
Yay.
And as we are, well, I think it was in equal measures, gay, straight, gay.
Yeah,
no, wie's wie? Wel, ek weet.
Dis die ding, want is radio. Hulle gaan nie weet oor wie ek gepraat het nie. Maar, anyway.
Dit is maar sy straight.
Ja.
Soos een paal.
Ja.
Vijf van die paal.
Ja.
So it's time to ask Betty, and we can all discuss the gay news.
Fantastisch.
With her, but I must just line it up quickly. Wait a minute. Wat is jou ding sy naam nou weer skeer en skinner, ne? Okay, Bernard, gooi vir ons daar die nuus.
Uit die land van sodomie.
Oh.
Is het vars in dat die 10de Mr. Gay World sal weer in Nysna gehou word.
Dis happy news.
Dit is amazing news.
Dit is happy news vir al die wat gesê het.
Dit is ons skuld dat het
afgebrand
het. Ja.
So, o, ja, ja, ja.
Jylle wereld kom nou Nysna toe. Nee,
ek weet dat het prachtig gesê.
Ja, natuurlijk.
Nysna het afgebrand, oor dat ons elke jaar daar feest vier.
Please, it's real.
Nou bring ons vir hulle
Wat? Wat het jy nou gesê?
Nee, niks gesê.
Is dat genies?
Ek het
genies. Vreemde nies. Nog vreemde nies. Die twee gay movies wat ons oor gepraat het laas, Call Me By Your Name, wat ek dink Kasper van nou iemand hou daarin, en God's Own Country, het nogals goed gedoen by die nominations by die BAFTAs.
By die BAFTAs, en by ander ook.
By Golden Globes is Call Me By Your Name genomineerd vir Best Actor, Best Film en Best Supporting Actor.
En by die BAFTAs.
En absoluut vakkel gewen. Maar by die BAFTAs is hy genomineerd vir Best Film, Best Director, Best Actor en Best Adapted Screenplay.
Het dit nie Best Song gewen nie?
Nee.
Ons praat van Call Me By Your Name.
Oh, sorry. Ek is nou...
Wat het jy gedaan?
Nee, ek weet nie. Ek het my lijn het gekry.
This guy, we all lovingly call Sufjan, but it's actually Sufjan.
This by my...
It's been a long, long time since I've memorized your face.
And that's music from Call Me By Your Name.
It's beautiful.
Now, let me just tell you about Call You By My Name. Call Me By Your Name. Call everyone by her name. I don't know what it's called. I think it's a brilliant, brilliant movie. Brought in Engels. Because it makes you know the feeling of falling in love for the first time again. And you fall in love with the movie, basically, at the end of the day. You love that movie so much, you want to see it again and again. Like a new love. En die toonbeeld daarvan, wat eintlik ons speel, die karakter wat ons as mense speel, elkeen individueel, is die ookie Elio. And then the big, nice, hot looking American guy is the guy that we all would fall in love with. You know, so ek kan nie genoeg van die movie kry nie. Ek dink dit is absoluut fantasties. En ook omdat ek ook in 1983 daai ouderdom was. It's like, couldn't I have had that coming out? It would have been so nice. Want die ouers is briljante ouers. There's a beautiful setting. There's a hot boyfriend. Ons het net kak gehad. But in a way, that's the fantasy of Call Me By Your Name, is that everything is perfect. And still, there's pain. But no steady pa for die kind. Just live through the... live with the pain. Don't... it wouldn't ignore it. That's part of life. It's part of enjoyment. It's the pain of something ending. And the pain of love. You know? Loved it.
Beautifully said.
Thank you. Nog van die God's Own Countries?
Nee, dis dit van dit. Ja.
Is dit van nou weer klaar? Hier is
dit was so perfect timing. So was in jou... Dit was jy was in 'n bubbel gewees.
Oh, dankie, sir.
Ja.
En dan, ek is baie excited hier oor. Ek weet nie, hoekom is ek excited nie, want ek schat nie into army dinge nie, maar ek dink is die feit dat het teen Trump is. Laas jaar het Obama een datum gesit wanneer dit legal sal wees vir transgender mense om openly die Weermacht te kan join. En dit sou gebeur het op 1 juli 2017. Toe Trump gekom en gesê, nee, fok dit, hy sit een ban op enige transgender mense in die army, want dit is een psychological disorder en bla 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 bla. En nou het die Weermacht basically een vet fok jou vir Trump gesê, en van die 1 januari af kan enige transgender persoon openly aansluit
vir
die
Weermacht. Toffie aan Trump! Toffie aan Trump!
Dit is amazing.
Almal het psychological problem.
Exactly.
We all have.
Exactly.
I can definitely.
Of course. No one is perfect. No one is normal.
Hy het 'n groot ene.
No one is normal.
Hy het 'n groot ene.
Ja, hy definitely.
We all slightly off.
Ja.
Dan iets wat jy nogal so interessant gaan vind.
The act.
Ja.
Ja.
Waarvan hou guys meer as van seks?
Oh.
Is dit 'n antwoord? Is daar 'n antwoord?
Ja. Ja. Hulle hou van sing and dance.
Okay.
En dit is geproof deur Pornhub.
Ooh.
Het aangekondig.
Ek ook nie, ek nog nooit.
Weet jy waar van hulle praat?
Wat is Porn?
Wat is Hub?
Daar was 'n 10% drop in site traffic gedurende die Eurovision se final.
Yay!
No way.
Yeah. I love it. You see that all the movies is drop.
Daar. Ja.
Jy moet kyk die Eurovision die crowd. Dit is net mans. Okay. Met klaar, dit is wonderful. Ken jy die Eurovision Song Contest, Rian?
Nee, maar ek hoor jy praat elke week daarvan.
Ons doen.
Ons het eindelijk lang laas. Jy moes gehoor het laas jaar.
Ja, maar ons beginne weer hierdie jaar, so nou gaan het Eurovision. En this year Eurovision is in Portugal.
Oh,
lekker. For the first time ever. No, I'm not going to go.
Why?
Was jy al daar
geweest? Because it's sold out. Ja, ek was in Noorweeg geweest.
Awesome.
It's amazing.
Okay. Mm. Wie het gewen daar jaar?
Duitsland. Ongelukkig. Oh. Ek nie van die song gehou nie.
Is dit? Mm. En hoeveel mense is dit?
Duisende.
As jy ernstig?
Ja. And they've got 3 nights and rehearsals. So it's semi-final 1, semi-final 2 and final, and then semi-final 1 rehearsal, semi-final 2 rehearsal, final rehearsal, and all I shows is vol gebak.
Wow. Dis groter as Afrikaans is groot.
Ja. En dan is het groot.
Dis huge.
Niks is groot.
Oh wow.
Ja, huge.
Laas jaar het hulle hiervan begin praat en ek het nie geweet nie. Ek het gedink is sokker.
That's Piero. That's Piero. But don't you have the Euro this year?
Ja, ek was soos, ek het nie geweet like ek sokker nie, maar.
Jy soek gauw op, het ons die Euro hierdie jaar.
Wat?
Die Euro Cup. Sokker. Jy wat soos sê in Engels Euro Cup?
Die UEFA.
Nee.
Ja, is dit nie, ek sê is Euro for Europe.
The Euro Cup. I think it's this year, hey. Isn't it?
I think so.
Am I? Talking so. Kak?
Oh, no, let's see.
Altijd.
En wat het nog gebeur? Ja,
laastens, wil ek net, ek wil het nou sê met, ek hoop ter harte, dat die organiseerders van Suid-Afrikaanse, ek kan nie praat nie, Pride, nou my word.
Suid-Afrikaanse Pride.
Sydney Mardi Gras, sy afterparty, was sold out binne 2 ure, oor daar 'n rumor was, dat sure, dalk die headline mag wees.
Wow. You want them to say something.
En, sy is toe die headline, so op 3 maart is sy die headline van Sydney Mardi Gras se afterparty.
Wow.
Oh my god. Oh my word.
Wat gebeur met ons brides? I mean, really, daar's 'n lesbien wat sing, en 'n drag queen wat 'n song doen.
Is dit gewoonlik jy, is dit nie?
Nee.
Not even.
Not even ek.
Ek wil confess, ek was nog nooit by Pride gewees nie.
Ja, dit is...
Dit is terrible.
It's not
want
dit nie lekker is nie. Hulle moet
het
lekker maak.
It's not what it used to be.
Hulle moet.
Hulle moet het lekker maak, dan gaan mys. Mys wil nie voel, jy moet verplig wees om daar te wees. And, you know, it's not really nice.
Ek hou nie van die son nie, so dit is... Exactly. Ek wil nie gaan loop in die son nie.
Mys wil nie.
Maar ek kan seker met jou umbrella.
Umbrella.
Jy kan umbrella op jou kop.
Ek gaan stil bly, want ek praat nou kak.
Nee. Jy sal hoor.
Maar ek kyk Elisma kyk my aan.
Nee.
En as jy dat sy my so aankyk, dan weet ek.
Weet jy wat is interessant van radio? Radio is anders as seks. Jy voel dit werk nie, maar dan, as jy terug laat, het dit gewerk.
Neem jy dit altijd op? So dat jy kan terugluister.
Wat?
Die podcasts, darling.
Ek gaan vanavond dronk word en dan luister, wat ek weet nie.
Nee, ek bedoel na jou seks. Jy het gesê jy luister.
Ja, ek het 8 megabyte op een kaart.
Ja, dit het nou nie gewerk nie.
Okay, so let's get back to you again. You finish with the game news. Okay, bye, dankie daarvoor. Praat een bykie oor jylle producties wat jylle al gedoen het. Kom ons praat. Kom ons gooi die name.
Ja, praat bykie
al gedoen het.
Kasper.
Kasper.
Ek denk, ja, dat was een goeie een. Ons het I Love You, Perfect Not Changed.
Ah, that was beautiful. I love you. I love you, you're perfect, no change. Dit het ek geloof, I thought it was perfect, and you shouldn't change, and you didn't, it was nice. And kom ons gaan die rolverdeling weer, dit was?
Niels Klaassen.
Ja, stunning always, and he was in Rock of Ages.
Ja,
hy het die
en Claire Taylor, wat ook in die hoofrol gespeel het in Rock of Ages, sy was ook daarin.
En was dat die meisie, Sandy?
Ja,
Sandy. Sy was the Fok.
Yes, amazing.
Sy is the Fok,
ja.
Amazing.
Ja.
Okay.
In
Karen Lee Bass.
Ja, wat had ze natuurlijk al stage naam. Wat zei ze?
Ja, zei ze Daniel.
Ja.
En nog, en daar aan de
oog.
Brandon Lindsay, wat nou in Londen blij. Hij is niet meer hier.
And he was in Saturday Night Fever as well.
Hij was, dat is recht.
And I know his father, he's a magician.
Dat is recht, ja. Dus ook om hij, ons het aan die einde, dat was een scene in die einde, wat hij een ballon moet opblaas in de dingetje vouw.
By
a funeral.
By a funeral.
Ek weet nie of jy dit kan onthou
nie. Nee, en ek drink nie hoor, maar ek kan nie onthou nie.
Hy het eendag net randomly in a
rehearsal
gesê, ek kan balloon animals vou, en toe gebruik ek dit.
You see?
Ja.
Inside VC, ja.
Maar dit is wat oulik is altyd, as mense... Hulle moet nie skaam wees om te sê, ek kan dit en ek doen.
Ja, natuurlijk.
Kan dit altyd gebruik.
Altyd. Dit is, dit meeste van my goeie idees kom van die kast af.
But that is,
maar die ding is, sy makkelijk so gemakkelijk voel, dat het naturally vloei.
So, trots is julle op, I love you, perfect no change.
Baie trots.
Trots is julle op, wat nog?
Toe het ons ook saam, direct daarna het ons Hedwig and the Angry Inch gedoen.
Oh, Bernard, vertel vir ons.
Het was amazing.
Yay.
Ek het afgevlieg vir dit.
Want jy gaan nie hoef nie, want het kom Joburg toe.
Ek weet, en ek kan nie, ek gaan het elke aand kyk.
Yay.
Behalwe vrijde aande.
Oké.
Ja.
Dit is,
amazing production.
Johannesburg is dit, Hendrik en die Quiet Pilie. Hedwig en die Angel.
Nee, stunning muziek, stunning set, stunning amazing cast. Yes, it is amazing.
It's going to be at Peter Doreen Theatre.
Dit gaan met Peter Doreen Theatre.
Van die 1 Maart? Nee, 2 Maart.
2 Maart, ja. So dit is nou om die draai.
Is om die draai. 2 Maart.
En
vertel gaan net vir my, ons gaan weer oor praat, obviously in Maart, maar vertel vir my, dit is 'n ou wat sy lover volg. Hoe werk jy
dit? Dit speel af in Berlijn, Oost-Berlijn, en dan wil hy Amerika toe gaan, hy ontmoet een generaal, en dan sê die generaal, ek sal met jou trou, maar jy is 'n seentjie, so ons gaan jou 'n meisie moet maak, en dan het hulle die operasie, maar dit is botched. Die operasie werk nie so lekker nie. En dan bly hy oor met 'n angry inch.
En hy kon toe nou nie gaan nie.
Hy het
oor genade, wag, ek gaan nou ook stop bly, maar nou, ek het nie
toe die goed. Nou Amerika toe gegaan, en toe hy daar aanland, toe was hy vir so jaar gelukkig getroud, en toe los die man om nou ook.
Die generaal.
En dis maar net sy story, hoe hy survive het, en dis baie heartfelt. Dit is, ek moet dis, it's rough.
Gechunk.
Nee, dit is
it's a beautiful story. Ek weet dit klink asof mense nie kan vir enself wat gemeen nie, maar regtig dit is it's just, in the end it's a story about love and humanity.
In wesel nou in terme van budget, speel jy nou elke aand, obviously speel nie elke aand in Hedwig nie, want jy weet nie wat die fucking story is nie, maar
maar ek worry nie oor die musiek. Ek ken nie die note. Ek ken nie die story nie. Nee, ek joke, ek moet die story ken, ek ken die story, regtig ek doen.
Natuurlijk ken jy die story, ons allemaal weet, jy maak grapjes.
Ja. Ja.
But like, you love me in a perfect no change, ek kan nie onthou hoe dit gewerk het nie, was daar muziek in?
Ja, ek het elke hand gespeel, en ons het...
Was jy daar?
Ek was daar, ek was op die verhoog, met my...
Skat!
Ek was daar, en ons het ook een wonderlike violis gehad, een in die Kaap, en een
hier. Hoe kan ek dit nie onthou nie?
Dit is hoe mooi alles met mekaar...
Maar mens moet nie, as ek die aandag so aftrek, dan sou dit mos dan nie gewerk het nie. So ek is eintlik bly dat jy dit nie onthou, want dit beteken, ek het mooi geblend.
Jy het baie geblend.
Dit, hulle was half achter die set, maar jy kon hulle sien, maar dit was net soos, jy weet hulle is daar, maar hulle is net soos, gone.
So, het jy verwisseld opgehou in Hedwig?
Nee, nie Hetweef nie.
Want ek wou net hoor of hy gefokus het tussenin.
Hmm. Nee, maar was daar was nie 'n band met Hetweef nie.
Kyk, ja, in Kaapstad moes ons want ons was in 'n baie klein, jy ken nou die 69
ja. Klein, ja.
So ons moes nou daarvoor compensate, maar in Johannesburg het ons 'n wonderlike band.
Jy! Mm. Rock band. Are you gonna be there?
En ek gaan daar elke aand speel.
Oh, ja. Bessie!
Ja, lekker.
Like a
that
rock.
Is fan.
Jylle moet kom kyk.
Fantastic. En listen, maar as jy nou iets soos Angry Inch na Johannes toe bring, verander jy aan goed? Of?
Weet jy, ons gaan bykie, want dit was oorspronkelijk gedirect
vir die klein plekje, wat wonderlik is.
Ja, wat wonderlik is. So, nou is dit op een groter verhoog, en is een ander feel, theater is bykie anders, so ek gaan klein bykie verander.
Is dat tye wat jy gaan, nee, dit was kakte op dit gedoen, en nou gaan ek het recht maak.
O ja, ja, okay. Ek is vat nie,
dis baie natuurlijk.
Ek vat te maak, of, ja. Nee, of ander ek.
Ok.
My ego is nie, ek het nie
but raar. Is daar iets really wat jy aan kan dink aan die production wat jy gedink het, dit is glad nie gewerk nie.
Weet jy, nee,
ek dink die hoofrol.
Ja, want dit is ook om ek nou vraag, want alles was in feite so, dit is ook om ek is excited vir dat mens hoor daar gaan changes wees, maar ja. Ek is nervous. Want nee, dit was my so nie, perfecte...
Ja, nee, jy vlat niet nervous te wees nie, dit is maar net, omdat dit een groter auditorium en een groter stage is, gaan ons net klein bykie add, maar dit is nie... Dit gaan nog steeds gemotiveer wees. So dit is
ja, die hart gaan dieselfde bly.
Ja, die hart ja. Bly precies dieselfde, maar niks sal weggevat word wat gewerk het nie. Ja.
And after Hedwig, ja. What did you do then?
O, wat het ons toe gedoen?
Mystery of Irma Webb.
Dit was so oulik, ek het dit 'n paar keer gesien.
Ja.
Irma Webb, en daar was dit... What's his name and what's his name? Nah.
Jonathan Rocksmith and Wesley Lord.
Yeah. Hulle was actually in die studio.
Ja, ja. Ek het geluister.
Tricky. Ja, en hulle wat was daai song wat hulle The Last Rose of Summer?
Ja.
So goed.
Ek het ook dit baie snaaks, but nie baie mense het dit baie snaaks gevind nie.
It is
ons het deurgedruk, ons het deurgedruk.
It's a quiet taste. Ja. Ek dink is baie
ons het net vir jou gedoen, Kasper.
Bye bye dan. Dis like wat net aan die ander kant van normaal is. I love it. Next to normal. Stunning. And then rock, but next normal.
Ja.
Oh yes, it's
a child. Waar het jy het gesien?
Ek het Broadway.
Twee
keer.
Oh, dis mooi.
Bring dit.
Asseblief, kom ons doen dit.
Oh, ken jy van Aaron Tveit?
Ja, ja, ja.
He was the son.
Ja. Ja, is prachtig. Ja.
Ja, dit is. Ek hoop allemaal daar buiten gaan net luister.
Please, next normal.
En kom kyk as ons het doen. Ja.
Can I play the mother?
Jy kan.
and then Rock of Ages.
Woo!
Was jy op die verhoog?
Ek was op die verhoog.
Waar was jy?
Ek was agter. Hier eens. Ek kan ons meer van agter wees. Ek wil nie voor wees.
Ja, nee, maar ons praat nie nou oor seksueel nie.
Okay.
Maar the thing is, where were you at the piano or the guitar?
Piano. Ek kan net ongelukkig klavier speel. Ek kan nie enige instrument doen nie. Ek wil graag cello leer speel, maar dit is story vir 'n ander dag.
Dit is baie onvroulik ook.
Wat?
Jy te sit.
Dit is, maar ek vind het weer sexy
nogal. Of sensueel.
Okay.
Speel die blokfluit terugbring.
Oh.
Maak het sexy.
Ek weet nie. Ek dink nie mens kan blokfluit sexy maak nie. Maak ook hoe jy probeer nie.
Blokfluit en cello saam. Oh, imagine.
Dit is a challenge, weet ek.
Franco.
Om blokfluit sexy.
James Franco sal dit gelijk.
Ek weet nie. Wat gaan mens moet simulate om met die blokfluit? Is die vraag.
Rieso, so kan ons die productie weer terugbring nie?
Wat Rock of Ages?
Asseblief, man.
Ach, ons wil baie graag.
Hoe kom het so kort? Dit was brilliant. Dit is die type ding wat kan run vir maande in een result.
Dit kan.
Dit kan.
So why didn't it run vir maande?
Dit was nou maar, dit was die datum wat ons gegee was, wat Tsogosan available gemaakt het vir ons om dit te doen.
Maar dit is die einde van die pad.
Ja,
want
ek kan, ek was surprised. En ons was daar op 'n dinsdag aand. Ja, en dit was packed.
Ja.
Dan gaan jy na ander theaters toe in die week. En dit is leeg. En dan weer massive oorseese producties. Maar dan is het leeg. So dit was amazing vir my.
En word of mouth, werk eerst na 2 weke.
Dit is.
Nee, ons kon definitief nog 1 week gedoen het, denk ek. Dit is al goed gedoen het, ja.
2 weken.
Ja. Ingegaan
het. Dit is soveel pret gewees. Ek het elke aand gedans. Ja.
Well, I
as daar, is groot geword het, ja.
Dit is,
weet?
Dit is lekker. Mm. Ja. Dit is van die musicals waar dit werk dat jy die muziek ken.
Mm. Ja. Dit is, ja.
Oh man, to far in the begin. Oh,
oh ja, lekker.
Nice, oh my word.
Dit is, ek elke aand ook goosebumps gekry met die oomblik, ja.
Dit is unbelievable.
Ja, nee, absoluut.
We're now entering a section where we're going to test your intelligence.
Fuck.
Okay, so we're just discussing stuff. And you can add to that.
Okay.
Okay. Nee, hy al nie mes, hoekom hou jy nou weer?
Jyne, ek is nie baie goed met die quiz nie.
Nee, maar dit is eintlik meer gesels.
Okay, cool.
What we're trying to establish at the end is that people walk away and say, I did not know that.
Oh.
Jyne?
So, almal leer ietsie.
Almal leer iets.
Okay.
Uit dit uit.
Okay.
En ek put genot omdat ek alles voor al weet al. So ek is hier die wise guy wat sê, oh, weet nie dit nie, hoekom weet nie dit nie? Ek weet nie of julle weet nie, maar vandag is die 12de januari.
Nee, ek het nie.
A lot of things happened on the 12th. Oh, wat a, hier kom my dingetjie deur. Hoekom het hy so geluidje gemaakt?
Dis a Tinder.
Is dat nie, oeh.
Hoekom het hy so geluidje?
Is op Tinder, Kasper?
Ek is op 10 defeat, maar ek weet nie of Tinder. Sê, gaf my, wat is die lelike ene? Grindr of Tinder?
Grindr is die... Wel, die dinge wat jy beskou as lelik, ek weet nie. As maar jy hou van...
Die meer
as ek hou van wat, as ek hou van wat?
As jy hou van as jy hou van een vluchtige encounter...
Dan is het Tinder.
Dan is het Grindr.
Grindr.
Ja.
Is het Grindr wat jy sê, ek is nou hier.
Yes, yes, hier gang. En kom join.
En ek is reg.
En reg.
En Tinder?
Tinder... Moet jy eers, moet nou eers rechts swipe, en dan...
Al twee mense moet nou eers rechts
swipe. Al twee mense, en dan kan jy eers praat.
Hoeveel minute? Vat het?
Wat?
Hoeveel minute vat het om te contact te maak op Tinder?
Ja, dadelijk, as jy al twee op die oomblik rechts swipe
Swipe right, that's Tinder, swipe right.
Ja. Dan kan jy onblikkelijk mekaar een message stuur.
Maar om eers uit te kom by iemand wat ook op jou rechts swipe
dit is die probleem.
Shit, ja.
Maar die probleem van Grindr is dat jy enig iemand kan jou boodskap stuur en dan voel jy so van verplig om terug te skryf.
Ja. Rian, waar
nie dat ek weet nie, maar ek was vir 'n ruk op Tinder gewees.
Is dit en het gewerk?
Ja, maar het was vir my bietjie meer, dit klink dan weet, bietjie superficial, want dit is meer jy swipe as gevolg van iemand hoe hulle like in plaas van 'n kommunikasie en
ja, maar dit gaan toch mis
nou. Ja, so toe ek maar ek het nogal heel wat oor dames, ek rij wat.
Dis nice.
Ja, nee.
Maar, of nie nice nie.
Jy stel ons jou settings vir die ouderdom. Wat
ek het dit na ruk uitgevries.
Okay.
Was toe.
Okay.
Ek gaan onmiddellik het afslaan.
Dankie vir die compliment, Danny.
Dankie.
Do you want to break a hip?
Ach,
allemaal moet nie.
Die nieuwe Sulu 7 van Fokko Politiekouwer, allemaal moet naai, is nou beskikbaar by goeie boekwinkels.
Wel, allemaal moet ek kan sê, dit is wat ek sê.
Ja, nie, ek weet, maar dan is daar onnatuurlijke mense, wat natuurlijk soos die priesters en die nonne, and then they have an angry inch.
Dat sê, ja.
Ek probeer vir julle kyk of daar iets interessants was wat gebeur het op 12 januari, maar
dan is voorbereid.
Ek is.
Jy sien, ek is gegee.
Ek is, maar hier sal gebeur fokkel. Oeh, ok, so, in 1966, there was a cartoon character who started his series on ABC America. Who would that be, you think? Mm-hmm. Cartoon character.
Op TV, ja.
19 what?
66. Gee bykie...
Wat die cartoon characters is?
Mickey Mouse.
No, sorry, I mean superhero.
Superman. Mighty Mouse.
Superman, Batman.
Dat is hy. Mooi geluk.
Dankie. Hey.
Batman. Wat die MVP was het?
Batman.
Batman.
Yeah.
I've got a thing for bats.
What? Like ping pong bats, or are you from bats?
wat ek
hou jy van bats in die aande?
Ek hou van bats en bats en bats.
Okay. But do you like believe in vampires?
Nee.
Okay. Maar hou jy daarvan?
Ek love Dracula.
Okay.
Mm.
Het jy al ek praat nou bietjie met 'n Engelse accent. Het jy al iets gedoen soos 'n vampire story op the stage?
Nee, ek het nie. Het
jy? Irma Vip.
Irma Vip. Ja, dat was a fucking vampire.
Exactly my fucking answer.
Precies.
Because you should know this.
Ja, jy het dit
direk.
But het jy al produksies gesien soos The Lady in Black en so? And would you like to do that? That's horror.
Ek love a horror.
Horror met theater. Dat is nou nie die een wat
Grand Journal. Dit is die fancy term.
Grand Journal.
Grand Journal. Ja.
Dit klink soos iemand wat sy snaal gesier.
Is dit die genre? Wat?
Die genre. Mm. Dit is horror op
die hoog.
Maar dit is blood and guts and gore.
Maar jy skrik ook, is donker en dan
donker bang! En dan, ja. Dit is het Victoriaanse.
Daai. Ek het Lady in Black so gesien in my koekskeef geskryf.
Ek sal dit love om te doen.
Ja, maar daar is nou 'n nuwe ding wat hulle op die stage wil sit, man. Ek gaan dit, en dan moet ons dit ook doen.
Bad Boy.
Julle dit ook doen. Nee. Dit is 'n fliek, wat 'n horror fliek was, wat hulle nou wil sit op stage.
Scream of so iets.
Anyway, yes, let's discuss this. We were talking about who... Where was Batman on this memory test?
ABC.
Very good. Memory.
1960.
100%. Very good with memory. Mm. Now there's another company called NBC.
Mm.
And they... with Fox, I think. Fox, well, I don't know the others. But they every year they've got a musical on.
Oh, ja, die line.
Ja, onthou julle, hulle het Heer gehad en Grease gehad.
Hulle het die Sound of Music ook gehad, denk ek.
Jesus Christ Superstars nou amper live.
Okay, so that's my question.
It was Jesus Christ Superstars.
Sorry. Nice, Betty.
No.
Thank you.
Nice. Jy kry 'n punt, Betty.
Oei, julle, is al punte?
Ek het nou net stereo gegaan.
Huh? My net op verander, ja.
Dis onnatuurlik.
Het ek iemand die knop gedruk?
Ons...
So vir elke regte punt is jou klank beter.
Jou klank beter.
nog
2 en jy het surround sound.
Voilà.
Yes. In March, April, we're going to have Jesus Christ Superstar with, what's that lady? Sarah Bareilles.
Sarah Bareilles.
I think sy gaan sê, I don't know how to love him.
Ja.
Ek weet nie wie Jesus is nie en ek weet nie wie Judas is nog nie. But I think I know. I think it's Adam Lambert is Jesus.
Ooh. That's a nice verse.
Yeah, I think it's Adam. Mm. Anyway, okay. Now they say the more a woman has children, what happens to that woman?
Oh.
Haar private dele.
Raak los.
Haar private dele. Wie jy na die gang afgooi.
Like a sleep of wizard.
Dit... Dit is een feit. So dit is definitief een punt.
Nee, ek weet nie taal van nie, maar hulle sê, jy kan sien hoe meer kinders een vrou het, hoe minder wat het sy.
Hoe minder, hoe tite het sy.
Dat is goed hier by die boude swaai.
Hoe minder... Okay,
hey, what are you doing?
Jy moet een bykie van...
What's he doing there?
Nee, nie dit nie.
Google jy dit nou?
Wie speel Jesus? Die uitvinds?
O, okay.
Gee het wenk.
Minder wat?
Is dit met al fysische...
Minder tout het sy?
Amper.
Is dit? Is ek nabij?
Nee, het begin met thee.
Okay.
Thee? Wat, is dit minder?
Tande!
Ja!
Tande?
Ja, hoe kom dit van die
een? Van die barbeekie van die olie-calcium.
Ja, en dan val op katana.
Mm.
Wow.
So that would mean, this is now not like waterkloof. Nee, ons praat nie van waterkloof.
Ja, dit is
van obviously. Die mense in Asia or whatever.
Platteland. My maggies.
There was a thing called Gondwana.
Ek weet, dit was...
Nee, moet nie sê jy weet nie.
Ek weet, dit is wat... Dit was toe die aarde nog in 'n groot bol was.
Yay!
Ja.
Dit is die ja, die...
En toe dit moet nou geskeer.
Pangea.
Ja. Ja, ons is nou weer terug by die vrou, met die baba.
Ja.
Dit het geskeer.
Ja.
No, 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 you're right, but what is Gondwana? It's some, it's
dit is
one
deel
part.
Daarvan, ja.
Which one?
Ek dink, dit mag ook. Oh, ja.
Ach, so dit nie
is in Antarctica? Nee.
Nee.
Die Antarctica is ons nou nou aan daar. Ek bedoel, dit is ons nou die hele klomp lande saam, wat nie geskeer het nie. En is 280 miljoen jaar terug. So, which
Rusland
countries...
Rusland en Europa? Nee. Of nie Rusland?
Madagaskar.
No. No, Madagaskar is een fucking eiland. We're talking about Africa.
Afrika.
Oh. Vasgeplak aan South America.
Vasgeplak
aan Indië. Vasgeplak aan Arabië. Vasgeplak aan Australië.
Maar Madagaskar was ook vasgeplak.
Yeah, but we're not talking about Madagaskar. Are we? Or is that what you're trying to
say?
Dis
wat ek probeer sê.
Well, ek trek my punt terug en ek gee ons
dankie.
Because, ja, it's die suidelike halfrond, was alles aan mekaar.
Ja.
There was no skerings, it was Gondwana en Mapana, or whatever, and that was it. Die vliegtuie, baie makkelijk. Noord of suid?
Ja. Dit sal baie makkeliker gewees het.
Baie
voor jy aangaan,
ja?
Al wie al gecast is vir Jesus Christ Superstar, is Herodes, is Alice Cooper.
Ja, ek het het gesien.
En Jesus is John Legend.
Oh, well, dit is reg, ja, en ek het dit gehoor, actually, ja.
En Judas.
Dit is nog, daar is nog nie bestemd. Dit is al drie, net daai.
Maar Adam sou goed gewees het, ne?
Amazing.
Well, dit is ook hy, miskien moet jy hem bel, Kasper.
En ek weet, Sierra Bareilles, wat die...
Sierra Bareilles, Mary Magdalene.
I don't know how to muff him. Now, what is Kiribati? Kiribati is a place.
Kiri Takanava.
It's a place. Very nice. Well, nice what you're saying there, because it is very close to Kiri Takanava.
Is it Australian?
Nog opper.
Opper? Fiji. Nee, Fiji is in South America. Nee,
wat
het
jy gesê? Tasmanian.
The All Blacks is?
New Zealand.
Okay, and then up New Zealand.
Tonga.
To the right. You get Kiribati. Why would I talk about Kiribati?
O, is dit die eerste...
Yes.
Eerste plek, land, wat nieuwe jaar krijg.
Yes. The first thing.
Ach, nee.
Very well done. And now you can haul in, Wessel, wat is die laatste plek waar het nieuwe jaar word? So you gotta
Hawaii.
You gotta go around the globe. So you see Kiribati there. Now you gotta go around the globe.
So it's langs
Alaska.
Langs Kiribati.
Is it ook also a nice Pacific something?
That's ook a rugby land.
Tonga. So it's
not
said.
Amper. Nog.
What is die
rugby land?
What is die rugby land?
What is that what name is that animation?
Tasmania.
Yeah, that animation movie.
Madagascar. Yeah, Madagascar.
Moana.
Yeah, where is she?
Session Moana.
Say yes.
Maori.
Teranaki. Terawak. Terawakwaki. Something. That links to it.
It's so deep. It's tippy from my tongue.
Now so is screen.
Yeah, op hulle radio. Ek klink so verskriklik dom.
Samoa.
Ah, oh, Samoa.
Ek het
West
gesê.
Samoa.
Dis nie, is dit Samoana?
Maar Moana is nie van Samoa af nie. Sy skree in die movie. I'm Moana of...
Is sy my oorie?
Teriyaki, maar dit is saus, maar dit klink so.
Well, I was just meaning in that region.
Okay.
Okay, so niemand wen daai punt nie.
Nee.
Okay.
Glenn Miller.
Oog, God.
Okay.
Daar het my ma.
So is nou het ons stilte duikie geborg die radio kansel. En die stilte duikie is verby.
Jy het 'n plan.
What is the
dood in 'n vliegtuig ongeluk.
Ja.
Wie kan
wat vir die vraag en die antwoord?
En sy lyk
is nog nooit gevind.
Oh. Yes.
Wow. It's by sad.
Wow.
Isn't that wonderful? How I just used that information against you for the question and you knew it?
Who is that?
That is amazing.
Wow.
Noem vir my een ander persoon wat ook nog nie gevind is nie.
Amelia.
Yes, baie goed. Sy loop voor.
Ja, nee, ek
sy daai strik van haar.
Completely invisible op hierdie oomblik.
Nou sal maar belang.
Lindberg is ook nog nie gevind nie.
Wie?
Lindberg. Ook die vlieënier.
Wat van die mense, die mense van die vlug,
wat het
verdwijn? Ja,
hulle het barbecue het verdwijn.
O, sy barbecue, die Bahama, ach, in die
Trine. In die Bahamas.
Die Bahama.
Nee, jy probeer nou praat die kop.
Jy probeer nou taart.
Ons het nou gepraat oor Tinder en Grindr. Now, you can buy what that can fuck you.
A robot.
Yes.
What?
You can buy robots, men and females.
Mm. Wow.
It's from Japan.
But from China.
Is it not male robots?
Nee, my female ook.
Well.
En jy kan natuurlijk nou die totally adjust.
Rara, ja, according to preference.
According to your mood, I suppose.
Wow. Wow.
This is what lekker is.
Sure.
But that's not the question. The question is, what is the danger of these sex robots?
Internal
bleeding,
emotional
thing malfunction.
Emotional
danger. Battery rock pop.
My safe word is umbrella. 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 And I own
it. But it's op haar werk en it gets stuck.
Well, yeah, that as well. But that, yeah, you just look like a fool when you're injured.
Dit is seker, ja.
Ja, maar. Kijk, hierdie goed werk mos nou met wat? Wi-Fi en stinge. Wow. And what do people
radiation.
Do?
Hack.
Radiation?
Hack.
Hack?
Oh,
ek dacht, ek toch gesê, ek wil antwoord, maar is er een hack.
Hulle hack dit, dan kijk hulle dit.
Hulle kan jou robot hack.
Hulle kan jou robot hack, so hulle
sê, nou om doen het.
Enter,
die robot doen dan goeders aan jou, wat jy nie wil
heen. Wil jy nie?
Wat, of, wat,
nee, yes, like dit is crazy. Dit is episode van Black Mirror. Die.
Dit is very Black Mirror, mm-hmm. Eh? Now, for our out there section, was het jy wees al wat gevraagd vir Ivor Novello?
Ivor Cutler.
Cutler, bedoel ek?
Cutler.
Wie Cutlery. Is dit? Wie is dit?
Ek het nie a fucking clue nie. Maar... maar ek weet hy het a Wikipedia page. Quite amazingly. Hy is nie baie bekend nie. Wel... maar dat eindelijk, dit was net snaaks. Ek het rarig, ek het nie 'n story nie.
Ons het by een vriendin van ons.
Ja.
Die girl wat in A Christmas Carol is.
Ja,
okay.
Sy het ons vertel daarvan.
Sy het ons vertel en sy het my gespeel en toe het ons lekker gelag. En toe denk ek, dit is nou een goeie...
It is, because we have out this section where we have beautiful music or very strange clock music. And this is, I think, very strange and like... I don't know what the hell is going
on. Ek weet ook nie, dit is, ek weet rarig nie wat aangaan nie.
Kan ek net gauw oorbeweeg na my out there section, dan gaan ek speel out there, en dan speel ons, wat sy naam? David, Ivor Cutler.
Ivor Cutler.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Casper Radio Show, and this is the section called...
The Casper Radio Show. Out there.
Out there. Okay. Ivor Cutler... Ek weet nie wat 'n genre dit is nie, ek weet nie wat die fok met die man aangaan nie.
Die...
O rowing boat, come back to me, I didn't want that to happen.
Dis ek, as ek by die huis rondloop en skoon maak.
And the water around it laughing.
Dit remind my bietjie aan die ou van wat sing in War Horse.
Favorite jam.
Ja.
Dit is jou. Dis 'n traporokie.
Traffic jam.
What's wrong with raspberry? What's wrong with plum? How's about a blob of elderberry on a scone? What's your favorite jam?
Traffic jam!
Serene and safety first, and a hanky trimmed with lace.
Jy moet tot die einde van hierdie ene luister, dit is baie kort.
Ek kan nie, ons het net a budget om die
Irene
Monster te luister.
I truly like to know.
That's a bit of salad.
A bunch of keys, a Boy Scout knife, and a hanky white as snow to give my nose a blow.
Okay, what can you do? Dan gaan hy, so. En dan eindigt dit. Letterlijk. Het is belachelijk.
Wow.
What?
Dus ook... Yes.
Ja, kalimba, 'n kalimba daarso.
when man has not been to give them names. Objects on desert islands do not know what they are. Okay. Taking no chances, they stand still and wait. Quietly.
Okay, one last, the last one is, I ate a lady's bun. Kom ons hoor.
Ek het gehoor bam.
Bun.
I ate a lady's bun.
Bun.
Her head.
Ek het bam gehoor.
She got a fright. It was a surprise. Do not worry, I said. I am eating your bun. I am hungry for a bun. Police, she cried. A good neighbor heard her and phoned the police. You must not eat a lady's bun, even if you are hungry. And I am in jail.
Almal verstaan daai metafoor.
Dink jy daar's 'n dieper betekenis aan hierdie liedjies?
I think maybe if you go and you use a substance, you will find deeper meaning. That's what I think.
Ja, miskien.
Wat sou produksies hierdie jaar wat jy van weet wat kom hier lus maak?
Well, Edric is nou in Maart.
Ja.
En dan het ek nou 'n hele paar wat opgelaan is, maar ek kan nog nie daaroor praat nie.
Okay,
maar Wessel kan.
Wessel praat daaroor.
Mm, okay, ek kan 'n paar noem.
Ja?
Wel, twee. Wel, Hedwig, obviously. En dan, daarna, baie exciting, doen VR Theatrical, waarvan ek ook nou deel is.
Ja.
Doen Avenue Q. Ja. Wat 'n fantastiese produksie is.
Ja.
Ek weet nie of jy dit al gesien het nie.
Ek het,
seker?
Ek het, ja.
Ek het die voorreg gehad om dit in Korea te doen, van alle plekke.
Wow.
Baie lang terug.
Ah, fantastisch. Mm. En die poppies op?
Dit was een Londense cast, wat ons oorgevat het. Maar ja, dit was alles met subtitles, surtitles, wat nu mis het, surtitles.
Ja.
En dan, ja, so die jokes het bietjie later geland, as normaal weg. So, sing joke, en dan 2 sekondes later, dan hoor jy die lach.
Klinkt ja. Een van my shows. Ek moet Korea toe gaan.
Maar dit is een wonderlijke productie, en nou kan Suid-Afrikaanse audience dit ook sien. Ja.
Avenue Q. That's beautiful. It's Naughty Dolls.
Dit is Naughty Puppets.
Puppets, ja. Ach man, en die tyd is voorbij, kyk dan. Jy nie.
Oh, wat?
Bing, bing,
ach nee,
bing.
Het is begin.
Ek gaan nou, I know.
Ach nee.
So, baie dankie dat julle hier was.
Dit
was heerlijk, en ons sien julle beslis weer vannig terug.
Mm.
Hey?
Ja.
Did you enjoy it?
Baie lekker. Die tweede maart.
Ek gaan nou nie heil op pad huis doen nie. Ek is okay.
Ek sê goodbye, Bernard.
Bye
Bernard.
Say goodbye, Rian.
Bye Ilan.
Bye Rian.
Bye.
Say bye bye, so.
Bye.
Bye Ilan.
Bye bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.